You know why you're here. You have a goal. A dream. A state title in reach. You march toward the field and the sound fills the air like thunder. An army on the verge of war.
Third down and 12 yards to go now. Third and long. Wins the throw. Tries to set up a screen. He is going to be hit and he's going to be sacked back here at the 35-yard line.
Every single man in this army plays a vital role. Every single man has a job to do.
Going to grab the ball here for the Blue Hawks at the 15-yard line, back to the 20, and he is dropped down.
Every single man is a vital link in this great chain, on this great army, on this great team.
And now safe to say it gets back here in 2009. They're going to the state championship. We're down to 3-2-1. Congratulations, safe to say. The Blue Hawks have won it.
It's game day on The Breeze 94.5. This afternoon on The Breeze 94.5, quarterfinal action gets started in Giltner as two teams have done all they've been asked to do. 10 games, 10 wins. Both teams are perfect on the season and meet on the gridiron this afternoon. For the Giltner Hornets, it's all about being perfect.
We talk about being perfect. You know, we want our offense to be perfect. That means no drop passes. That means quarterback not getting sacked or hurried. We take care of, our main thing is to take care of our own thing. We do that, we'll be fine.
Meanwhile, the Medicine Valley Raiders are looking for that win to put their program on the map.
For us to get a win like that would be a huge stepping stone for our kids to kind of put Medicine Valley on the map as far as football is concerned.
It's the Giltner Hornets, the Medicine Valley Raiders, and it's on The Breeze 94.5. Let's take you out for the call of today's game. Here's Randy Bushcutter.
Well, welcome to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP Diesel Irrigation Engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. When you need power, think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines, customized to your specs. When you need irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. We are in Giltner, and really the magic number today is 3. For the last 3 years, Giltner has been able to advance to the state playoffs, where they finished as a state runner-up a couple years ago, and also for the last 3 years, they've been stopped by Howells. Well, Howells is no longer an obstacle. Giltner is the obstacle, and they are 3 wins away from winning a state championship, something they have not been able to do since 1984, and they have some high-powered tools out there, a little banged up over the last couple of weeks. They are starting to get healthy. They're starting to get back to full strength. They will be able to have Hastings as well as Poppin back in their lineup. Garen Poppin will only play one side of the football as they're trying to save them a little bit. They're not full strength, but good news for them. They are getting healthier. They are getting stronger. And unfortunately for their opponent, who was a perfect 10-0 on the season, Medicine Valley, they have their most important cog in their machine on the sideline tonight. That is All-State quarterback Riley Gary, who hurt his ACL, probably tore his ACL in the game last week, and as a result, he will not be in action here tonight. So a couple of things in Giltner's favor. Obviously, they're playing on their home field, and Medicine Valley will be without arguably their best football player, their quarterback, Riley Gary. And as a result, their quarterbacking duties will fall from the senior to a sophomore, Chase Barthel, who will be primarily a running quarterback. And Medicine Valley had been fairly effective, not throwing the ball a lot, but very effective in terms of when and how they do throw the football. So Medicine Valley a little short-staffed tonight. As we mentioned, they are 10-0 on the season. They were the number 4 seed in the Western bracket, even though they were a perfect 10-0 coming into today's game. They went 8-0, obviously, in the regular season. But they really don't have that marquee win. When you take a look at their records, the best team they played in the regular season was Wallace, who finished the year at 5-3. Giltner obviously has some pretty good resume, including the very first week of the season, winning at Bruning Davenport Shickley. Their only loss of the season, they won that game by 40, and that win at home against Kennesaw. So they won that one 59-17. And in fact, the Hornets have not played a full game. Last week was the first time that they actually had their starters in the fourth quarter of the season, as both of these two teams have put up some huge numbers. And neither one of them have been in a real tight ball game throughout the course of the year. Of course, the resume looking a little bit better for Giltner, as again, the last 3 years they have been knocked out by Howells. Now they are 3 wins away from winning a state championship and getting a little bit healthier and a little bit stronger as things go along. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with the two head coaches. We'll begin with Medicine Valley head coach Scott Johnson. We'll do that right after this timeout.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Good afternoon and welcome back inside the KLIQ studios here as we get set for kickoff here on the Breeze 94.5. A quarterfinal matchup in Class D2 between the Giltner Hornets and the Medicine Valley Raiders. Joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, the head coach of the Medicine Valley Raiders, and that is head coach Scott Johnson. Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Medicine Valley ball club here, a team that has won two games here in the playoffs pretty handily with a 76-35 win in the first round over Potter Dix, and then just last week with that big 64-42 win against the fifth seed Garden County. Talk about how your team has come out and then played in the playoffs so far.
You know, so far we've been pretty excited about our effort in the playoffs. You know, Potter Dix come out in a non-traditional offense. I guess you could kind of compare them to Giltner a little bit, that they run a four wide, no huddle, hurry up, throw the ball around. I think they threw the ball 55 times against us in that ball game. And, you know, it took our kids probably a series or two to kind of adjust and adapt to that kind of a style offense. And once we did, we settled down very well defensively, and really they got a lot of their yards and stuff in the second half against our JV kids. But, you know, offensively we continued to do things that we've done on throughout the season. We ran the ball well that night and, you know, came out and put some pressure on them defensively in the first quarter and jumped on them early. And, you know, it was kind of the same thing with Garden County. It was kind of a totally different game for us. Garden County came into a double tight, double wide, want to run the ball. And, you know, we switched defense a little bit and played a good defensive game, shut down their run, made them throw the ball against us. And offensively, we did the same things we did. We had three kids rush for 100 yards and kind of took control of that game in the first half. And, you know, both ball clubs were good ball clubs, and they were both good tests for our kids, and we feel comfortable moving forward and are excited to come play Giltner.
So is it fair to say at this point, you're just looking at these last two games, 77 points allowed, but from the sounds of it, maybe your starters were out by the second half, you know, towards the fourth quarter?
Yeah, the first game definitely, you know, we had a lot of JV kids play the second half, and you know, Garden County made a run at us the second half. We were up by 52-22 at half, and they come out the third quarter, kind of shut us down a little bit and put some points on the board, and actually cut it to 16 at one point in the fourth quarter. But our kids responded well to that challenge and finished the game off well. And, you know, we're excited to play those two games. They were nice to be at home, but, you know, now we make that road trip to Giltner and see what we can do facing a very good Giltner team.
And this is a Giltner offense, coach, that I think you'd agree is just really explosive talents everywhere along that offense. Talk about what you need to do defensively to stop these guys.
You know, I don't know if you can stop them defensively. They're very, very talented, you know, from what we've seen and talked to coaches. And, you know, I think the hardest part for us is hopefully can we contain them and slow them down and not give them the big play that they're used to getting on teams. And if we can make them drive the field to chew up some time. And, you know, we got to get some pressure on the quarterback. Our front three, front four guys got to get some pressure on him, got to make him throw the ball quick. And we cannot let him sit back and redo his reads, because he does a great job of coming off of one receiver, go to another receiver. If he's not open, come off to another one. You know, we feel like a big key to us is some pressure on the quarterback and hopefully play good man-to-man pass coverage.
Talk about maybe what you're going to do offensively against this Giltner defense here, what looks you're going to present them in, and whether you think that you'll have some success today.
You know, our goal offensively, we're a spread the field team too also, but we don't throw it quite as much. We do a lot more running out of our spread, but, you know, we feel like that's going to have to be a big key to us is control the ball offensively, and if we have the ball offensively, they don't, then that's a big key to keeping our defense off the field, and, you know, hopefully we can create some seams for our running backs and create some one-on-one mismatches somewhere down the line, and, you know, you make one guy miss a tackle and we can get some good yardage, but, you know, we're going to come in with the same game plan we've had all season long, and that's to try to run the ball first, and if we can't, then we'll rely on some passing games that we feel comfortable doing.
Is that maybe one of the underlying keys here is being able to control that football, control the time of possession battle, and keep their offense off the field?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big part. You know, if we keep their explosive offense off the field and keep our guys on the field, make them chase us around instead of the other way, you know, hopefully that can lead to some success and keep it close early. If we can, you know, stay with them the first half and not let them get a big jump on us early in the game, and our kids can get some momentum and see what happens in that second half.
Tell us, maybe just give us kind of a perspective there. We don't get a chance to catch a lot of Medicine Valley football out here out in South Central Nebraska, but picking up a win against a number one team like Giltner, what that would do for your football program?
Oh, that would be a huge program build for us. You know, last year we were in the quarterfinals, and we're excited. And, you know, we played a very good Sargent team and got beat in the quarterfinals. And, you know, for us to go travel to Giltner, who is, again, another great ball club, number one in the state for a reason. And, you know, for us to get a win like that would be a huge stepping stone for our kids to kind of put Medicine Valley on the map as far as football is concerned.
As far as what you had last year in the quarterfinals against Sargent, do you have a lot of players returning from that squad?
Yeah, we do. We lost five seniors off that team, but two of them were key running backs that we lost that we've had to replace this year, and we've had some young running backs step up, and as the year's gone on, they've grown into maturity and gotten a lot better, and, you know, we rotate guys in the backfield to keep them fresh, and, you know, we hope maybe some experience from last year's run in the playoffs might help us here with this one.
Coach, we talked a little bit about the time of possession battle, but as far as the keys to the game, what are you going to tell your boys right before they take the field?
You know, we're going to have to come out and play Medicine Valley football. We can't let them dictate what we want to do. We want to try to dictate, set the pace, set the tone. You know, come out and play like we've been playing. Don't change anything. You know, it's another game for us, and it's another big game for us. But if we stay within ourselves and play the type of football that we've played for the whole entire season, we feel confident we can get some things done.
The Medicine Valley Raiders have outscored their opponents 140-77 so far in these D2 playoffs. They now face the number one ranked Giltner Hornets. It's on the Breeze 94.5. Kickoff is right around the corner. Coach Johnson, thank you so much for the time on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
All right, thanks for having me.
Stay tuned to the Breeze 94.5. Kickoff is right around the corner.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Breeze 94.5, continuing coverage of high school football playoffs here. We are joined up with the New Tech Seed pregame show as we begin to preview this the Giltner versus Medicine Valley game, a quarterfinal matchup, and joining us on the line, the Giltner head coach, Jeff Ashby. And, Coach, thank you so much for the time.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about, before we get talking about this Medicine Valley matchup, your game last week versus Ensemble Myrna, another good performance from your Giltner Hornets. Talk about last week's game.
Well, we went in there up to Myrna to play those guys, and we knew they were a good football team. You know, they played some tough competition, and you know, they came out of the season at 6-2, and with one of their only two losses were to Bertrand, who's undefeated. So we knew they'd give us a heck of a game, and we battled the whole game. It was, you know, the first game that our starters had to play all four quarters, so that was a good test for us, and you know, they did a really good job.
And just talking a little bit about as far as the highlights are concerned, offensively, you're still getting it done. Talk about how well your offense has played so far this year.
Yeah, we did some things offensively. We had to change up a few things. They came out with a defense that they hadn't played all year, and so we had to make some adjustments, and, you know, with the absence of Dustin Hastings and Garrett Poppin, we had to makeshift some people, move some people around, so we were adjusting to that and getting used to that. So that took a little bit of a time, but No, they created some problems for us, and luckily we got those all worked out, and we're able to continue scoring, and then our defense stepped up for us pretty good.
And talking just a little bit about the Giltner Hornets ball club, this is a team that's had a lot of success here in the state high school playoffs here recently. Is it just a team that's just consistently reloading? Is there a confidence level, a high level of play? Just talk about this team in comparison to other teams that you've had in the state playoffs.
Oh, you know, we're pretty senior heavy, you know, this year, and these kids have played, and you know, thanks to the other guys, the older guys before them, you know, they got a lot of playing time between JV games and some varsity games. So, you know, they got a lot of game time experience, and they worked hard in the off season, you know, and it's just kind of a culture change we've had here since I've been here is they, you know, it's kind of a, they know it's a privilege to play for the football team, and you got to work hard, and you're kind of an outcast if you don't play, you know, work hard in the off season and stuff, you know, so there's a lot of pressure on these kids from the other kids, you know, peer pressure to get in the weight room and work hard and keep this thing going. And, you know, and we're very fortunate to have, you know, a few kids sprinkled out in every class, you know, to keep this thing going. You know, sometimes you don't get that. You get some that don't have, you know, a lot of talent in the classes. But, you know, we look pretty sprinkled out throughout the junior high and elementary also. So, you know, the future looks pretty good here.
Okay, we're previewing tonight's quarterfinal matchup, the Giltner Hornets back into the D2 quarterfinals. Another successful season for the Hornets, but they're playing the Medicine Valley Raiders. Coach, your take on the Raiders, what have you seen so far from them this year?
They're a very good football team. They're really big up front, and they got some good running backs. Quarterback does a really nice job. He runs the ball really well, so they try to get you up front and try to win the war of the trenches, and they do a pretty good job of doing that. So we really got to be on our best game defensively, you know, try to slow those guys down.
Defensively, how do you approach a scrambling quarterback like the one that Medicine Valley has?
Well, we just try to make sure he's contained, you know. Our defensive ends do a pretty good job of that and don't let him get loose. And our guys read their keys and make sure, you know, they do that. If they do that, you know, everything will be fine and things. But it's when they start trying to look around in the backfield and see what's going on back there, that's when they get in trouble. But so far, we're doing a pretty good job of taking care of our own, you know, individual jobs and doing their job, and so nobody makes a mistake.
Well, with such a good year that your ball club has had, has there been anything that you've really had to touch up on, major concerns that you've had to work on in practice over the last couple of weeks?
Well, probably the biggest thing is just, we've been doing a lot of moving people around. You know, we got a lot of good skill people, and so we move those down so they're playing every position, every skill position. We move them around. That way, if we do have injuries like we've had, and we should have Dustin Hastings back for the game tonight, and looks like so. But we've moved people around so they know every position. So when they get into that situation, if we have to move them, you know, it's not new to them, and they know exactly what to do. So that's probably what we've been concentrating most on, is just making sure everybody can play every position.
And how vital is that? Has that been being able to get that work on in practice when they're playing different positions? That's just got to make them a more well-rounded football player.
Yeah, I mean, they do a good job, and these kids are smart, and they pick it up really fast, which makes it, you know, an easier job for me and Coach Drew. And it's nice to have that luxury that they can pick it up that fast. But, yeah, in order to move those kids around, you know, that's just, it's such a nice thing to have. And they kind of enjoy it. It gives them some a little bit different, you know. But, you know, at this time of year, you pretty much are polishing things up offensively and making sure you know that stuff. And defensively, you know, making sure you read your keys and know what you're doing there on the scout, I guess the scout team and things like that, and not get anybody hurt at this time of year.
Once again, the Giltner Hornets versus the Medicine Valley Raiders. It's this afternoon here on the Breeze, 94.5 quarterfinals in Class D2. Coach, kind of give us a little brief pep talk, a little look inside the huddle here. What's your game plan coming into this afternoon's game?
Our game plan is like always. You know, we talk about being perfect. You know, we want our offense to be perfect. That means no drop passes. That means quarterback not getting sacked or hurried, and we take care of, you know, our main thing is to take care of our own thing, and if we do that, we'll be fine, and so we don't worry a whole lot much about the other team. We worry about ourselves and making sure we do what we have to do to be perfect, and the scoreboard take care of itself.
All right, once again, the Giltner Hornets versus the Medicine Valley Raiders here on the Breeze 94.5. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show with Coach Ashby. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on the success so far to the season, and good luck to you this afternoon.
Okay, well, thank you.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by ALP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Let's give you our starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Medicine Valley. They come in a perfect 10-0 on the season, and they have not struggled at all here in the playoffs, as they were able to win in their first round matchup against Potter Dix. They won that one comfortably by a score of 76-35, and then last week they got past Garden County by a final of 64-42. This is their first trip on the road here in the playoffs. The starting lineup for Medicine Valley and head coach Scott Johnson look like this. At center is Brendan Johnson. He is a senior. At guard will be Rulon Taylor, a senior. Also on the guard lineup is Corey Merrigan. He is a junior. The tight end is Keith Town, a senior. The tailback will be Cody Aspenlighter. Aspenlighter will start at the tail. Wide receiver will be Lucas Gleesberg. He is a senior. He's their leading receiver. He's caught 8 touchdown passes, about 616 yards of rushing on the season. And the slot will be Ty Contreras. He is a junior. And the quarterback today will be Chase Barthel. Barthel, a sophomore, will make his first ever career start, because normally starting at quarterback is Riley Gary. And Gary on the year has been their leading threat, both running with the football and throwing the ball. However, he did blow out his ACL last week in their win in round 2 of the playoffs. So he is unavailable today. So Medicine Valley will be turning the keys over to the sophomore Chase Barthel at quarterback. Now for Giltner, and again, they start both offensively and defensively, so we're actually going to give you 9 starters here as they really move these pieces around considerably. The lineup looks like this. Dustin Hastings back in the lineup. He's 6'1", 150 pounds, and a senior. Dylan Gartner, a 6'3", 280 pound offensive and defensive lineman. He is a senior. Garrett Poppin will play primarily offensively on the line here tonight. He is 6'1", 200 pounds, and a junior. He has been one of their major running backs through the course of the year, but he'll play mostly on the line today. Ryan Clyer, a 5'11", 190-pound linebacker and tight end. Dylan Hendricks, a 6-foot, 160-pound wide receiver, a defensive back. Ben Hendricks, 5'9", 160 pounds, to play defensive end and tight end. Jake Finley will be the quarterback. He is 6'2", 160 pounds, and a senior. Justin Joyce, 5'10", 170 pounds. He'll play on both the offensive and defensive lines. And Kyle Hawthorne is 5'6", 140 pounds. He'll play defensive back and wide receiver here for Giltner. It comes in a perfect 10-0 on the season for head coach Jeff Ashby, and they haven't had any problems in the regular season. They have not had any real significant problems at all here in the postseason. They ran the gamut. They went a perfect 8-0 on the regular season, and that got them the number one seed. They hosted Hay Springs in the first round of the playoffs. They had no problem with them, winning it 90-14. They then had to travel to Myrna to take on Anselmo Myrna last week, and in that game they won fairly comfortably, 42-6. They actually played their regulars all the way into the fourth quarter for the very first time this season, and I think that says something. Their closest game that they've had this year, that they really were, if you want to call it, pressed in the second half, they still won that game by 40 points last week. for Giltner. They have a chance to host next week as well, next Monday. It depends on what happens on a game that we'll have on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The winner of the Bertrand-Shelton game will be next up for Giltner if Giltner is able to win today. And if Bertrand, who plays at home tonight, if they win, they would travel to Giltner if the number two seed, Shelton, was able to win at the sixth seed Bertrand later tonight, then Shelton would play host in the finals of the Western Bracket with a spot to the state championship game over at the Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. That would be on the line next week. But first things first, the matter in hand here for the Giltner Hornets, who come in with a perfect 10-0 record. What's up next for them is Medicine Valley. And again, Medicine Valley has not lost on the season. And it just says something about how things kind of work out. They were the number four seed at a perfect 8-0. Bertrand, who we mentioned is going to be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM tonight, they were also a perfect 8-0 in the regular season. And they were the number six seed. The starters have been announced for Medicine Valley. The starters have been announced for Giltner. We're going to take one last break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And when we come back, we'll have a kickoff between the Hornets and the Raiders. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
New from T&L Irrigation Company and AgSense LLC, it's PrecisionLink, the all-new web-based pivot control system for T&L pivot systems. The PrecisionLink, combined with T&L's Precision Point Control 3, allows you to efficiently manage your pivot start-stop, direction, application rate, speed, and water pump control with your mobile device or computer. Talk to your local T&L dealer today about the all-new PrecisionLink. T&L Irrigation, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Giltner as the national anthem just wrapping up as the Giltner Hornets in their home black uniforms. They got the orange gussets, a little bit of white outline on those orange numbers as well. They're in their school colors of orange and black. And I guess it's somewhat appropriate that on Election Day, they're playing a team that's wearing red, white, and blue. The Raiders come in with blue pants, red socks, red numbers with a little blue trim on their white jerseys. And they do have a little bit of red sleeves on them as well. So the Raiders are their traditional. They've been this same colors for quite some time. Back in the early 20s when I actually played against these guys in high school, they were red, white, and blue back in the days as well. So Giltner and Medicine Valley just about ready to kick things off here. And a good crowd, a little bit of a breeze, but I guess that makes sense. We are on the breeze, 94.5 for state quarterfinal action here from Giltner. And again, the Hornets, they'll be the ones doing the kicking off here. They'll kick off to the Raiders, and back deep for the Raiders is going to be their quarterback, Barthel, and he is back deep awaiting the punt here from the Hornets. And again, the winner of this game will be taking on the Shelton Bertrand winner, a game they'll be heard tonight on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That kickoff is set for 6 o'clock. Here we're just about ready to get things underway. And raising his hand, ready to kick off the football, is going to be Trevor Cates. Cates with a high kick off the right side, and it is going to go out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. So that will be a penalty here on Giltner. And that we'll see what options Medicine Valley decides to do here as I'm sure they'll just get the ball spotted and send their offense out to do battle, and they, yes, they will. They'll move the ball out to, I believe, the 25-yard line, and that's where they're going to spot it. They decide to do that. They could have them re-kick. You don't see that very often, but it'll be first and 10 here from the 25 for the Raiders of Medicine Valley. If you're wondering where they're at, it's in Curtis, Nebraska, a little south of North Platte. And in the shotgun formation here is going to be Barthel. Barthel is just going to keep it right off the right side. Not much of a hole there at all. He gets back to the line of scrimmage before he gets wrapped up almost immediately by Ryan Clyer. So one quick little run here for Medicine Valley, and we'll call it a gain of about one, second and nine. And again, a very traditional kind of lineup formation that you'll see from Medicine Valley. They will sometimes put their quarterback in the shotgun, as they do right now, and they'll have two running backs on either side. And they'll run a little cross buck and off to the left side. Try Contreras tries to find a little room to run there, and there is absolutely nothing there. That hole is sealed up immediately by Dylan Hendricks, and Hendricks makes the stop. Absolutely no gain on the play, so that's going to set up now second and nine. You heard it in our pregame. Scott Johnson, the head coach of Medicine Valley, said it was very important for his team to get a good early start, not let Giltner get things moving on them very quickly. Well, so far, Giltner one play away from forcing a three and out and forcing the Raiders to kick into the wind. Here, a little quarterback draw, trying to get to the corner is Barthel, and there's just way too much team speed there. No chance whatsoever to get the corner turned as Kyle Hawthorne comes up and makes the tackle. A gain maybe of about 1 yard on the play, and that is going to set up fourth and about eight. So a punting situation here for the Red Raiders. And again, a strong wind, not exactly blowing across the field, not exactly at the back of the Raiders punter, Korchek. Gleesberg. And Gleesberg is going to put his foot into it, a high kick. And, in fact, nobody's back deep at all there for the Hornets. They're going to let it roll, and it takes a sidewards roll. No advance or no retreat at all for that ball. It just rolls perpendicular to about the 9-yard line, and it's actually downed a little bit closer to the 10, and Chase Barthel will down the ball there for Medicine Valley. So Gleesberg with not a shabby punt. He's averaging right at 40 yards a game, 40 yards a punt. And now Giltner will have it now first and 10 from about the 10-yard line. So out of the shotgun, they go that spread formation and dance around. There's going to be Finley. Finley's going to pitch it back and get in the corner down that left sideline. It's going to be Jared Hastings. Hastings has the corner. He's got it at the 30, at the 20. One man to beat, and he is forced out of bounds at about the 12-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 70 yards, about 68 yards on the play. Just that little option, and Jared Hastings takes it 68 yards on the very first play from scrimmage. So Hastings getting it done right away with a gain of 67 yards to get things started here. Now they run the option. It's going to be Finley. Finley is going to pitch the ball back out. There's Clyer. Clyer tries to get the corner. There's a flag down, and he does gain about 6 yards on the play, but we'll see what they've got here. The preliminary indication is a hold or a block in the back, rather. It is going to be a block in the back on Giltner. So that'll negate a nice play on first and 10 from just outside the 15-yard line, just inside the 15-yard line. So a great start to the game here for Giltner, but now that hold will put him back to around the 21-yard line. So we'll call it first and 16. That's a spot foul, and that was downfield a little bit. So Finley will just pitch the ball up ahead here to Hawthorne. Hawthorne, a little jet sweep, trying to get the corner, has a couple of lead blockers out there, and he's going to be knocked down inside the 15-yard line to about the 14 on the play. So they'll move the chains forward, and that'll be a gain of about 5 yards there. So gain of a five, that'll set up second and eight. And with the snap count here is going to be number eight, Jake Finley. Finley, no backs in the backfield. He has trips to his right. He's looking that way, stepping up, looking to throw. He's going to scramble a little bit, buys a little time. Now he's going to tuck it, run, makes one man miss, and is just going to step out of bounds after a little gain here. As he gets about half the distance he needed on second and eight, he gains a good 4 yards, actually closer to five, and it's going to be third and short. Actually, they keep moving that far sideline over there. He ends up gains about 7 yards on the play. So that's going to set up now third and very manageable here. Third and one. Remember, at one point, it was first and 16. Man in motion for Finley. They're going to run the option. Finley's going to keep it, and he is going to be corralled as he approaches the line of scrimmage by Sage Schmidt. And I don't think he got the first down. They're going to mark it. He gained maybe about 4 inches, and it's going to set fourth and very short here. So fourth and very short. And they get the indication from the sideline what they want to do. And everybody checks their wristbands. And again, they like to spread the field a little bit. There's about a yard and a half, 2 yards between the center and the guards on either side of them. And here to snap it to Finley. Finley's just going to pitch it up ahead. Here's Hawthorne. Hawthorne gets the corner, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. No problem whatsoever getting that edge over there in a 6-yard run for Hawthorne. Actually, that is a pass because he pitched the ball forward. So Hawthorne, a 6-yard reception, I guess we will call it. And that is the first points of the ball game. So 6-0, their first drive. Giltner marches right down the field. Here they go for two, and they're going to stop it. As we have illegal procedure whistled against Giltner here. They were going to go relatively quick. As soon as they got the ball set, they were ready to go. Open the catch, Medicine Valley not quite ready. And it actually works against them because that's going to back them up 5 yards. So the try for point is going to come from the 8-yard line here. And so Finley has Clyer to his right. And we are having a little stoppage for a shoe that came loose. And you've got to take your gloves off to tie your shoe, so they have to fix that as well. So now we're ready to go. Finley, in that shotgun, to his right, a little bit behind him, is going to be Clyer. And we're still waiting for Medicine Valley to be ready. Now we're set. So 6-0, try for point here for Giltner. They're going to run the option to the right. They're going to pitch it out here for Clyer. Clyer tries to get the corner, and he's able to pitch it up ahead. He actually had a little halfback pass, threw it in underneath, and a try for two is good as they hit the receiver on the right wing. And that's Hendricks who makes the catch for the two-point conversion, and it's Giltner with an 8-0 lead. They take their first possession, punch it in the end zone, and the Hornets have the lead. They'll kick it off when we come back right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, just a little shuttle pass, and Finley goes in from about 8 yards away, and it is 8-0. The lead here for Giltner as they got done exactly what they want to do with their first possession of the game. And Yates will step into it. He'll kick the ball up high into the air. He'll bounce at about the 15-yard line, trying to track it down. It's going to be Barthel, and Barthel, by the time he picks it up, there is a whole swarm of Hornets that pounces on him. One of the first ones there was Ben Hendricks, and they're going to spot the ball at about the 12-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 here for Medicine Valley. And you heard Scott Johnson talk about earlier, what they want to do is they want to play keep away. They don't want that Giltner offense on the field very long at all. They want to possess the ball and make sure that Giltner can't get things going offensively. Well, after a 3-and-out, you see exactly why he wants to do that. It's a great strategy. Everybody in the state tries to do it, but nobody's really been able to pull it off here. Barthel, he's going to take the snap, throw it in on the wide receiver screen and underneath, and that's Gleesberg. Gleesberg, nice little slip screen there, and he's going to have a nice gain of about 15 on the play as Barthel, just a quick little dump as they brought wide receiver in for a little wide receiver screen, and Gleesberg has a gain of about 15 on the play, and it'll be first and 10 here for the Raiders. So first time they got something going, they went 3-and-out their very first possession, and then in about 3 plays, Medicine Valley was back on their own shadow of the goal line because Giltner in 3 plays got it right on the edge of the goal line. Here, the quick little counter by the quarterback, Barthel, and Barthel, there's just no room to run on that far side. Clogging things up, he didn't really make the tackle, but clogging things up for Giltner was Ben Hendricks, and just kind of stalled things right there. Dylan Gartner also there, won his little gap, and there was no gain whatsoever for Barthel on the carry. So he's carried the ball three times for a total of 2 yards. In fact, lost about a half yard here. So we'll call it second and 11. We'll round up. And in the shotgun is going to be the sophomore quarterback, Barthel. Put a man in motion. High snap. He's going to keep it. And he is smacked immediately. Sacked there by Garrett Poppin. And Poppin is going to knock him back for a loss of about 4 or 5 on the play. He was there immediately like he knew what the snap count was. So Poppin with a huge play there, as that'll be a loss of about 5. They actually threw him back further, but forward progress was a loss of 5. And you got a timeout here for Medicine Valley. Medicine Valley trying to stop the bleeding here a little bit. The Raiders call the timeout. This is their second possession. They already trailed 8-0, and they're facing 3rd and 16 when we come back right after this.
Will this be the winter that we'll talk about for years? Nobody knows for sure. But before the weather changes, your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora, reminds you that it's a good time to check things out on your car. You can easily replace your own wiper blades and most bulbs. And be sure to take a good look at your battery, fluids, hoses, and belts. Have a question? Your CarQuest Auto Parts pros are happy to help. Great people, great products, great prices. At your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, with Riley Gary out of action with that torn ACL, when you lose your all-state quarterback, Medicine Valley knew that it was going to be tough sledding here in Giltner, and it has been certainly that here in the early stages. After a nice little slip screen, gain of 15, Medicine Valley now finds themselves on the verge of having to punt the football back to Giltner. It's 3rd and 16. In the shotgun here is going to be Barthel. Barthel steps up, is able to lob it in that breeze. It is incomplete. A little bit of an opening there for Lucas Gleesberg, as a well-thrown ball probably would have been caught there. The coverage was not bad, but Gleesberg did have a step on his defender down that right sideline, but it falls incomplete. And as soon as that got in that air, the way it was wobbling, you just didn't like the chances of that being completed at all here for the Raiders. So it will be a punting situation for Medicine Valley. And again, for their sophomore quarterback, they're just throwing some relatively safe passes, with the exception of the one right there. Now Gleesberg will be in punt formation, and again, he booms the punt. They actually have a couple of guys back there, and Giltner is going to allow it to go out of bounds inside the 5-yard line. That is a very impressive punt. The original line of scrimmage was the 22-yard line, and we'll go all the way to about inside the 5 to about the 3. So that'd be 58. That's a 55-yard punt with no return whatsoever, and it's going to put Giltner back at the shadow of their own goal line here. Now, offensively, they have not had too many problems, and this just helps them pad the stats the way it's been working much of the year. They do spread the field with that wide formation. Quarterback dropping back to throw there. That's Finley, and Finley trying to connect on the left side, and it is incomplete. He had Jared Hastings there. Pretty good coverage by Ty Contreras. It would have taken a perfect throw, but that was nearly a perfect throw. And again, no pressure being put on the quarterback at all here. And Giltner will throw the ball, half the time, maybe even more. A lot of times when they run the football with Finley, it's actually a designed pass. Finley has room to throw and had a man wide open and missed him. He just overthrew his intended receiver. And I'll tell you what, if Ben Hendricks makes that catch, that would have been a 77-yard touchdown. But there is a flag down on the play on the near side here. The throw was on the far side. This was away from the action. And I think they're talking with the Giltner players, and they're going to call an ineligible man downfield. And that's a penalty on the Hornets. If I'm Medicine Valley, I decline it. Because with 2 incomplete passes, it's now 3rd and 10. They are going to decline it. Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I'd make it 3rd and 10 with half the distance to the goal. That penalty just isn't worth the retry on the down. So from the 3-yard line, Giltner has it now 1st and 10. And Finley back to throw. At least we assume that. He does take the snap. A little bit of pressure coming. Hit as he throws, but he has a man, and he just is not able to step into the throw for Dylan Hendricks, and it is incomplete. So that's going to be a 3-and-out here for Giltner. And if you're Medicine Valley, that is exactly what the doctor ordered. So the pass falls incomplete. Boone Central, Gothenburg, no score in the first quarter in Class C1. There's not a lot of action this afternoon. We'll check some of those other scores for you here in just a moment. Finley in the shotgun here. He's also the punter, and he has a little pooch kick that's going to bound near the sideline and go out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. So that'll be a 32-yard punt, no return on it whatsoever, and it'll be first and 10 here for Medicine Valley. And after that booming 55-yard punt a little bit ago, they're already across midfield as Medicine Valley to start their third possession of the game. We mentioned Boone Central and Gothenburg, no score in the first quarter in Class C1. In C2, the earliest game of the day has Lutheran High Northeast leading Ponca 29-8. That is at halftime. Here in D2, 8-0 Giltner over Medicine Valley, and Fall City Sacred Heart and Lindsay Holy Family, no score. That game is in the first quarter. Shotgun formation here for Barthel, and Barthel's going to keep it, try to get to the outside, has a little seam, cuts back to the inside, breaks one tackle, has it to the outside, and is going to have a nice about 17-yard gain on the play, and really about one guy away from busting that for a big play, and Ryan Clyer making the tackle after the gain of about 17, and suddenly with the exchange of punts and a 17-yard run by Chase Barthel, it's first and 10 here for Medicine Valley. And they've got the ball. I'm trying to get my markings here at about the 17-yard line. So they get about half of what they need for the touchdown on this drive on one play here. 6:20 to go, quarter number one, 8-0. And on a little counter sweep, running with the football is Chancellor, Quentin Chancellor. He's got nowhere to run whatsoever there. Yeah, Dylan Gardner stuffing things up in there. And also in on the play was Dustin Hastings. I mean, there just wasn't any room to run whatsoever as they tried that little counter sweep, and there is absolutely no gain at all on that play. So 5:50 to go here, second quarter, and Madison Valley broke the huddle once. Now they re-huddle. They weren't sure about something. They may have left out a piece of information, like maybe a snap count, and Chase Barthel will follow the lead blocker through, try to get the outside corner, and the tackle being made. Fighting through the block there was Dylan Hendricks, and Hendricks was being blocked but able to fight through it. If he doesn't win that battle there, that would have been more than a gain of four on the play as it was. It might have been enough for the first down. But Hendricks did win the battle as Dylan Hendricks plays that defensive end. And he comes up with a big play here. Third and 7. The ball about the 14-yard line here. 5 minutes to go, quarter number one, 8-0 Giltner. Quick little pass on the inside, and it is dropped. Trying to slant in there and get what they could out of it. They're just trying to hit number 15, Gleesberg, on that quick little slant. He wasn't going to get enough for the first down. They were trying to get half of it here and maybe half of it the next play, but that pass falls incomplete and is going to be 4th and 7, and they make some personnel changes, and their field goal kicker is out there with the tee. And so Brendan Johnson goes out there, and he's going to set down the tee at the 21-yard line. So this will be a 31-yard field goal for the big man, Brendan Johnson. And he'll toe kick it, and it is a high kick, the wind having an effect on it, and it is just short. Just dropped just to the left of the upright on that left side. Only missed that one by about a foot. It was also nearly blocked by about a foot as well. But the 31-yard field goal attempt is no good with 4:51 to go here. So Medicine Valley, their best chance or point so far here in the early stages of the ball game, is no good. So the ball will be spotted at the 15-yard line with the touchback. And so now Giltner, a little bit better field position than what they had on the last drive. They had it at the 3-yard line. Now they have it at the 15. And stepping up here is Finley. Finley throws it on a quick little slant, complete to Hawthorne. And Hawthorne is wrapped up almost immediately by Barthel. And they'll go with that hurry-up look here after that was a gain of about 7. Check that. They say that it was fell incomplete. No, now they mark it. Only a gain of about 2. I looked at the wrong line there. So gain of 2. And stepping up here, Finley. Finley makes the connection left side. That's Jared Hastings, and Hastings drags his defender with him near the first down marker, and that's going to be a gain of about 7 on the play here for Hastings. So a completion of about 2, and then a completion of about 7, and Giltner very quickly moving up the field here As Finley has hit his last two passes after missing the previous three. They put a man in motion. Finley going to run the option, pitch it out here left wing for Clyer, and Clyer tripped up, but he's got enough for the first down. And again, he was about an eyelash away from taking that in. He was tripped up by his shoelaces by Chase Barthel, but that's going to be a gain of about eight on the play, and Clyer has more than enough for the first down as the ball is spotted right at the 30-yard line. So they're going to fake the jet sweep. Little screen pass in underneath. Caught one-handed and getting the sideline. Right side is Clyer. Clyer has an escort all the way down, and he'll go in for the touchdown. A 50-yard pitch and catch, and Ryan Clyer takes it in for the touchdown. And that was a well-designed play. After Clyer made the catch, there just wasn't anything going to stand in his way. And so it is a touchdown here for Giltner, and now lead it 14 to nothing with 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter. So the attempt for two, and they're going to run that little pass on that right side just as they did before, but this time it falls incomplete as Clyer tried to connect with Hendricks. It falls incomplete, so your score remains Giltner 14 and Medicine Valley nothing. The Hornets will be kicking it off with a 14-point lead when we come back right after this.
Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Giltner, and glad you could join us for coverage of high school football action brought to you in part by irrigation systems. Technology that works and is easier for you for a lifetime. Well, now ready to kick things off for the third time here today for Giltner will be Trevor Cates. And Cates stands about 4 yards away, just a quick little delivery, and gets the ball up high in the air, and we'll see what he does here as it will now go to the left side, picked up at about the 18-yard line and then dropped, and pouncing on the ball for Medicine Valley after the drop was Aspenlighter, and the sophomore is able to fall on the ball. He started looking where everybody was coming and just dropped the football, and his attention was drawn back to the pigskin, and probably a little bit of a break here for Medicine Valley, but that took a fortunate bounce right back to him because Giltner was right there. So about the 24-yard line, it'll be first and 10 here for Medicine Valley. And they did get that 15-yard gain on first down their previous drive, and then they got the short field and moved it a little bit. So they've had some flashes here, but have yet to get on the scoreboard as they trail it 14 to nothing. They fake the jet sweep. Barthel now is going to throw it in. It's intercepted. Intercepted on the right wing by Hendricks. Hendricks makes one man miss at the five, lunges in, and is in for the touchdown. Defensive touchdown by Dylan Hendricks as he'll make the interception return of about 25 yards. And just like that, the defense for Giltner gets on the board as well. And an opportunity here for the Hornets to extend the lead as Dylan Hendricks with the defensive touchdown. And so everything right now is kind of coming up for the Hornets. And we'll call that a 25-yard return. So here's the two-point conversion, rolling to his right, having a little seam is Clyer, and Clyer's just going to keep it himself virtually untouched. And it is now 22 to nothing, Giltner, as the top-ranked team in Class D2 looking every bit like that, as they now lead up by three scores with 3:49 to go in quarter number one. 22 nothing Hornets. We're back right after this.
Each year, Americans throw nearly half the food they buy away. That's roughly $165 billion annually, and for a family of four, equivalent to $2,275 each year. This month, let's help stop this trend. From October 15th through November 15th, support the Midas Thanksgiving Food Drive and donate your food instead of throwing it out. Give 1 pound or more of non-perishable food items and get $5 off any one repair during the next 6 months. This Thanksgiving, our goal is that nobody goes hungry, because one can make a difference.
Donations accepted at CPI Midas locations in Grand Island and Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, that was a stretch of about three throws there for Giltner that fell incomplete. You take those away. Their offense has been practically perfect. You can't complain about a defense that has outscored Medicine Valley 8-0, if you want to consider the two-point conversion there, as they've got points on the board as well. So just like moments ago, Trevor Cates now will kick it off here for the Hornets. Again, a high kick, and trying to pick it up is Barthel. Barthel, a little seam up for the right side, and that is closed very quickly by Hastings as he'll make the tackle at about the 21-yard line. So that's where Medicine Valley will set up shop, and if you're the Red Raiders, you want to take some time off the board. You want to keep Giltner's offense off the field as best you can, and you don't want to have another one of those turnovers. Medicine Valley has to play nearly a perfect game coming into this afternoon's contest to really think they had much of a chance with Giltner, and they can't do what they just did, and that's turn the football over. They're going to go with a running back right behind Barthel. Barthel will be in the pistol, and the snap goes through his hands. His running back is able to fall on it at about the 10-yard line, so that's going to be a loss of about 12 on the play. Really not much of a threat that Giltner, even though they got there quickly, was going to be able to fall on it, but that'll be a loss of 12, and now Medicine Valley, again, just heading the wrong direction as everything's really kind of snowballing here on the Raiders. So now we'll see what they've got in mind. They actually got a fairly good spot there. I thought they fell on it at about the 10. They actually give them the 11-yard line, so that's only a loss of 11 on the play. But still, second and 21, that's got a lot of work to do here for Barthel, who's in the shotgun. He's going to keep it himself, go to the right side, breaks one tackle, and then from the backside, he is going to be brought down by Poppin, as Poppin makes a nice little tackle there. But that's still a gain of 10 here for Barthel. And that's going to set up now third and about 12. But again, the danger, if you're Medicine Valley, you know, you just assume they're going to throw the football, and you're just kind of ready for that. And if Barthel can break through there, that's really about their best chance of getting a first down here, because I don't think they'll be able to penetrate this passing attack. Barthel is going to drop back the throw. Pressure coming, and he's going to get sacked. First one there to make the sack is Hendricks. He wasn't able to quite finish it, as he let go of him, and Finley was able to finish it. There was a flag thrown right there. I think they might have got a hand on the face mask, not the 15-yard variety, but I think there might be a 5-yard penalty from there. They are going to call the 15-yard variety, and that comes with an automatic first down. So a 15-yard penalty on the Hornets. And again, if they would have done that, the 5-yard variety, I don't think anybody would have been upset on that call at all. And so they march forward 15 yards. And I think that comes with the automatic first down. Apparently it does not, because it's going to be third and about one here for Medicine Valley. They are short of the first down by about a half yard, and the official on that far side is saying, isn't that an automatic first down? No, it's third down. They're marking it as third down. I thought it was a automatic first down, and the Medicine Valley coaching staff thought the same thing. So they're going to go with kind of that choir formation here. They got running backs behind either shoulder of Barthel, who is in the shotgun, and there's a little bit of motion there by one of the backs, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty here on the Raiders. So they shoot themselves in the foot as they back up 5 yards, and those 5 yards are precious against this defense for Giltner. So that's now going to make it third and 5.5, and that is a large difference. They're going to go with the same formation here, where they basically line up with two tight ends, and that choir look formation. Now that shotgun, dropping back to throw, here is Barthel. Barthel throws right side, and it is incomplete. I'm not sure who he was trying to throw the ball to. Nearest one there was Quentin Chancellor, but it was almost intercepted in underneath by Poppin, and Poppin was the closest player to it, and he had to dive to even get close enough to the ball. So on third down, Medicine Valley unable to convert, and so that is going to be the fourth pass incompletion here for Medicine Valley after that interception. So the passing game, after that first 15-yard gain, has not gone well here for Medicine Valley. Gleesbergen will put his foot into it, a high kick kind of end over end, and looking to get it is going to be Hawthorne. Hawthorne is going to let it bounce, and it's going to be downed by the Raiders. So minute 56 to go here, quarter number one that's been dominated by the Hornets. They lead it 22-0. The Hornets At the side of the helmet of GHS, red and black uniforms. Both these two teams going with those gussets on the side of school colors. And in the shotgun is going to be Jake Finley. And Finley, as they spread the field, has two wideouts to the right, two to the left. A little bit of pressure coming. Finley steps up, pump fake, throws it in underneath. It is caught, and it's going to be a gain of about eight. Pretty good coverage there, but catching the ball and then protecting the ball is going to be Ryan Clyer. So Clyer, a gain of about eight as he makes the catch. So Finley, after that 80-yard pass to Clyer a little bit ago, connects with Clyer again, and this time they just throw a quick little pass on the inside, and Kyle Hawthorne makes the catch. He'll gain about four on the play, and that'll be enough for a first down. That'll move the chain, stops the clock with a minute 27 to go here in the first quarter. 22-0, Giltner with the lead over Medicine Valley. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line. Finley, time to throw, throws it in underneath. Nice crossing pattern caught there by Clyer, and Clyer is going to be brought down after he gets across the 40-yard line. Just short of the first down, gain of about nine on the play. And again, just a little underneath pattern where Clyer is able to make the catch after a gain of nine. So now Finley has connected on five straight completions. He's in the shotgun, and we got a flag thrown, and maybe they weren't quite ready. It appears that this is going to be a legal procedure. Whistled against Giltner, maybe trying to go just a little bit too fast here. So they like to do that high tempo, and every once in a while you catch yourself. And so it's going to be second and about six here. Man in motion, quick little pitch up ahead to Hawthorne. Hawthorne gets the corner, makes one mass at the 40, breaks another tackle, bounces to the outside, has the sideline. He's got it at the 15, the 10, the 5, and a touchdown. He's able to take it the distance, 43 yards. Made a couple of guys miss on that far side as they got the ball out in space. And Hawthorne, with that little shuttle pass, will gain 43 yards for the touchdown. That's really more of a running play than it is a passing play, but that little forward pitch there is good for the first down as they kind of run that jet sweep, but that is 43 yards in passing. And keeping it on the ground here is going to be Finley. Finley, quarterback run, trying to get the left side, and they run in and throw the hands in the air. He gets the two-point conversion. So the conversion is good, and a 30-0 lead for Giltner with 41 seconds to go here in the first quarter as Giltner's high-powered offense living up to expectations, and they lead it by 30 over the undefeated Medicine Valley Raiders. And they'll be kicking off to the Raiders. We come back right after this.
Joel say, let's make a deal on the best stock quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Go Patriots! And go driving in style with an 06 Pontiac Grand Prix. Has a dependable 3800 V6, great gas mileage, and 74,000 miles. Booked for $10,900. Yours for $9,475 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A breezy, windy day here in Giltner. Right now, there's a lot of wind out of the hills in Medicine Valley. You just kind of see them hands on their hips, and they go, wow, this buzzsaw cuts pretty deep here, because right now, Giltner has just lit things up offensively. They got a defensive touchdown, and their offense has scored on three of their four possessions here in the first quarter, and they lead it 41-0. So kicking it off here is going to be Cates, and they blow it dead, as I think Giltner may have been offsides. And the way the day's been going for Giltner, they're going to have plenty of time to practice that kicking formation here, because they lead it 30-0 with 40 seconds to go. Boone Central 14, Gothenburg 7. There in the first quarter, Lutheran High Northeast with a 29-8 lead over Ponca at halftime in Class C2. And it's Fall City Sacred Heart leading Lindsay Holy Family 7-6. That game is in the first quarter. The winner of this game, which is beginning to look more and more like it might be Giltner, they will be taking on the winner of Shelton and Bertrand. That game will be on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. They'll kick off at 6. We kick off here, and making the catch is Barthel. And Barthel right up the middle. has a little seam, loses the football. It is on the ground. There's a Raider there. Let's see if they can come up with it, and they could. He was just a little loose with the football, had a nice little return going up middle, started to get wrapped up and lost the football at about the 35-yard line. So good field position here for Medicine Valley, and they avoid another turnover. They did get intercepted earlier, and Hendricks was able to take it in for the interception return for the touchdown, and that now makes it 30-0. That's 8 points of the offense here for Giltner, scored by their defense, as they have the advantage here by a score of 30-0. Shotgun formation here for Barthel. They'll put a man in motion, and that's going to be Aspenlighter, and they'll hand the ball off to Aspenlighter, and he'll try to get the corner, and he'll get up there and gain just a couple of yards on that jet sweep, as that doesn't really fool Giltner at all, as a gain of about two on the play. So that'll set up second and eight. And again, anything positive that Medicine Valley can do, they're going to take here with 9 seconds left to go in the quarter. They may not get the snap off here as they're coming up to the huddle with only 4 seconds left. It's going to be close if they get the snap off. 1 second, and they're going to let it expire. The horn sounds here. One quarter is in the books. And right now, Giltner in control. They lead it 30-0. We'll head to the second quarter. Medicine Valley and Giltner will continue when we come back right after this.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
It's more fun watching with other fans at Hastings True Sports Bar. See every Husker game and the best from other schools. And the NFL ticket every Sunday gives you the lock on seeing your favorites from the pros.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Football doubleheader today on The Breeze. Later on tonight, set for a 6 o'clock kickoff, will be North Platte St. Pat's taking on Donovan Trumbull in Donovan. Again, they'll kick it off at 6 o'clock. Pregame will start around 5:30 right here on The Breeze. Of course, on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, a battle of unbeatens in Class C1. That one is set for a 7 o'clock kick from Adams Central, and that should be a great matchup as well. Here, Medicine Valley trying to get it into Giltner territory. They got it over there one time on an exchange of punts here, but here on second and eight, they're going to go with the shotgun formation. Calling it out is Barthel. Barthel, he's going to keep it himself, and right up the middle, he'll get it right to the 40-yard line, so he'll gain about 2 yards as that hole really wasn't much of a hole there, and Dylan Gartner was able to close it after gain maybe about 4 yards here. So Medicine Valley now will have it now third and a solid five as Barthel faked that little jet sweep and just kept it right up the middle. You got to kind of respect the ball going to the outside edge there, and you got to stay true to your responsibilities, and Dylan Gartner was certainly able to do that. This time they'll hand it off on that jet sweep, and no room whatsoever to run there for Aspenlighter. Aspenlighter, in fact, is going to lose a couple of grounds. As Heinrichs was out there, and I think who else was out there with Ben Heinrichs? I think Finley got a little piece of the action there as well, a loss of about one on the play for Aspenlighter. So that jet sweep has not worked for him, and now Gleesberg is going to go back in punt formation. And what wind there is, really kind of running across the field, but a little bit of an angle at Gleesberg. He had a 55-yard punt earlier, and they're going to fake it. They'll snap it short. They got to Barthel. Barthel with a little stiff arm has the first down at the 30. Makes one man miss by jumping over the top of Hawthorne, but Hawthorne got enough of him to knock him down. But very athletic move there. They're going to mark it at about the 28-yard line, so he doesn't get too many of those yards as he was in the air, but they got enough for the first down. So that'll be a gutsy play here as Barthel, off of the fake, is going to gain about 11 on the play and have more than enough for the first down. So the ball spotted at about the 28-yard line, and now Barthel in the shotgun formation here. Pressure coming, steps up. Now he's going to run with it and has enough for a gain of about 4 as the hole closed there. He wanted to throw the football, but couldn't find anybody. Had to flee the pass rush, and then Ryan Clyer was able to make the tackle of about after a gain of about 4 yards. So for Barthel, that is his 11th rush of the football game. One of them as the personal protector on the punt, That was good for a first down. That was his best gain of the day. Here he's got a gain of about four as he really was running for his life as that pass rush was coming for Giltner. Clock moving here. 10:05 to go in the second quarter. 30-0. Giltner with the lead. Hand off on that jet sweep far side and no room to run whatsoever for Cody Aspenlighter. And there's about four Hornets that just kept extending that play out further and further and further. And part of the tackle was Justin Joyce. We'll give him credit. That's actually going to be a loss of about one on the play. So now third and about six here from about the 26-yard line. They have to get inside the 20 to about the 19.5. Nice crowd all bundled up, especially on the shady side of the press box here. Shotgun formation, Barthel. He'll take the snap. Steps up, has time to throw, and he throws it over the intended receiver and nearly intercepted by Jake Finley. He was trying to connect with Gleesberg, wasn't able to do that, and it was nearly intercepted. So pass falls incomplete. And I think both sides are pretty happy that that play wasn't worse because he was open in underneath. If he throws a good ball, that might be enough for the first down. But he overthrew it, and it was nearly intercepted. So it's going to set up now fourth and six. And at about the 26-yard line, too far to try the field goal and too short the punt. So they're going to go for it here. Barthel in the shotgun, rolling to his left, trying to run up the middle. And he is not wrapped up, but he is hit about 4 yards short of the first down. He spun out of there, and then about three or four more Hornets got there. So about five Hornets getting at least a little piece of the action here on the tackle, and stunned a little bit is Barthel as he gains maybe about three, and it's going to be first and 10 here for Giltner as he was stood up by the middle linebacker and hit hard by Ryan Clyer. And a gain of about three, but on fourth and six, that'll be a turnover on downs, and first and 10 for the Hornets. Now, the Hornets trying to throw that knockout punch. You can't really throw a knockout punch early in the second quarter, but they want to get over that magical 35 points here. Quick little snap, little wide receiver screen is caught and then dropped. It's a fumble, and Hawthorne had the reception and then lost the football. Medicine Valley comes up with it. He was coming through there trying to find a little seam, and he was hit hard by one of the defensive backs for Medicine Valley after he made the catch. And so that'll be a turnover here on Giltner. So first and 10 here for the Raiders. They're going to put the ball as they finally mark it down at about the 27-yard line. We're swapping the footballs around. Every team gets to play with their own ball here. And it'll be first and 10 as the Raiders now have it at about the 27-yard line after the turnover. So Hawthorne gained about three, but unfortunately had the fumble. So dropping back to throw, and incomplete is Barthel's pass. Boy, there was a lot of pressure put on him. There was a flag down right at the line of scrimmage. We'll see if that pass rush came at the expense of the snap count here, whether they got across too quickly. They're going to call a hold on the defense. And that might have been when they were trying to just get off the line of scrimmage there. They're going to call a defensive hold, and that does come with an automatic first down. 10-yard penalty anyway. They would have had enough for the first down irregardless. So now about the 17-yard line are the Raiders of Medicine Valley. This is their best penetration of the game so far. They did have one snap from the same marker at the 17 in the first quarter, and on that drive they had to try the field goal. Here pressure coming in underneath. They make the completion on the right wing here for Contreras. Contreras on that wide receiver screen gets it about the 10, and I'll tell you what, Barthel, as soon as he let go of that football, Ben Heinrichs was just right in his chest. That'll be a gain of about 8 on the play, but Barthel, he paid the price on that one as he makes his first completion since his very first pass of the ball game. And Contreras, a gain of about 8. So 23 yards passing here for Medicine Valley in the game, and that'll set up now second and about 3. Ball spotted right about the 10-yard line. That choir look and the shotgun is going to be Barthel. Barthel, little cross buck. He's going to hand the ball to Contreras, and Contreras at about the 8-yard line is going to get stood up. He's going to be short of the first down, I believe, but they got a short gain on the play, gain of about 1, and it's going to be third and 1 here for Medicine Valley. Clock moving here with 8:35 to go here in the second quarter, 30-0 Giltner. But Medicine Valley driving right now. They've got it third and one at about the 8-yard line. And again, they're going to go shotgun. Barthel calls out the snap. He's going to follow his lead blocker, come off that left tackle, breaks one tackle, spins in, inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be first and goal here for Medicine Valley. As, again, just a little power football here for Medicine Valley. They run that little cross buck, and he followed the second back through, did Barthel. And so he'll have a gain of about 5, and it's first and goal here for Medicine Valley. Have the nose of the football set where you'd have a two-point conversion attempt. And we'll see if they get under center. Barthel has not been under center, I think, but one snap all game today. Here he's in the shotgun again, and he's going to hand the ball off. Nope, it's a bootleg, and he breaks one tackle, and then he's going to be wrapped up. He'll gain nothing on that. Nice job there for Medicine Valley on the ball fake, but Giltner, they stayed true to their responsibilities. That defensive end on that far side, I think it was Hendricks, he wasn't fooled. Didn't make the tackle, but he did force Barthel to come in underneath, and there was no gain whatsoever on the play. So that'll set up now second and goal from the 3. No gain on the play. And Hendricks, if he would have been able to make the tackle as Barthel spun out of it, would have been a loss of a couple. But as it is, it'll be second and goal from the 3. And again, the same formation, two tight ends, that choir look, shotgun formation for Barthel. He's going to look to throw, throws it in underneath, and it is incomplete. Trying to connect with Gleesberg, but the pass is knocked down by Finley. And Finley had a fairly good chance at making the interception there as well, as that ball was a bit of a dangerous pass. But I'll tell you what, the coverage was so good. If you're going to try to make something happen, you're going to have to try to put that ball in a small area like that. So pass incomplete. We'll stop the clock with 7:14 to go here in the second quarter. And in the shotgun with no backs behind him is going to be Barthel. They'll put a man in motion, fake the handoff, going to follow him up, and Barthel is not going to get there. He was hit in the backfield by Ben Hendricks, and he's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that is about it. It's going to be fourth and goal from the 3. And give credit to Hendricks. He made the tackle on the backside. That's the 15th carry of the game here for Barthel. And we got a timeout here for the Raiders. 6:51 to go in the second quarter. They understand how important this play is here. On fourth and goal from the 3, they need points because they're trailing at 30-0. Timeout Raiders. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at Giltner High School. The Hornets here trying to keep that lead up to 30 points here. They have that 30-0 advantage over Medicine Valley. Medicine Valley, though, they've got it now by a they got it for a fourth and goal, but they also had it first and goal from about the same spot. They have not given up any yards, have the Hornets, since they got that first down at the 3-yard line. So here you go, fourth and goal from the 3. Obviously, they're going to go for it here, down by 30. Field goals, you can't kick enough field goals to get back into this one. Dropping back to pass is going to be Barthel. Barthel throws it in underneath, and it is caught. Touchdown. Lucas Gleesberg came in from underneath, started on that right tight end position, came in underneath, and the 3-yard pass completion for the touchdown in Medicine Valley is on the board. They now trail at 30-6. And again, they do have a kicker. We'll see what they decide to do here with the attempt. And they are going to go for 2. Barthel is going to split 2 guys wide out to the right, 1 wide out to the left. Quick little throw in underneath, trying to run the screen, and it is incomplete. They threw it in to Contreras, and Contreras, as soon as they caught the ball, Jake Finley was right there, and Contreras ended up dropping the football. Even if he completed that completion, it would not have gone for the D distance necessary for the two-point conversion. So, Meadows Valley does get on the board. They trail Giltner as the Hornets will get their hands back on the ball. They lead it 30-6 with 6:47 to go in the second quarter. We'll have the kickoff right after this.
The kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, as we said, the Breeze with a doubleheader today. We'll have Class C2 action coming up around 6 o'clock, 5:30 pregame, if we can wrap things up here in time, as we'll have coverage of Donovan Trumbull and their playoff game here in just a little bit. And kicking off is Medicine Valley. A little bit of a line drive kick by Aspenlider. Picked up right up the middle, and Hawthorne's got it. Hawthorne makes one man miss, just a straight up the middle run, and he brings it all the way out to the 30-yard line. He got there lickety-split. I thought he might be looking for a little seam. Nope, he just went straight up the middle, and a nice little return there all the way out to the 30-yard line. So good field position here for Giltner to start things off. And again, on 98.9 FM tonight, Bertrand and Shelton. Pregame also 5:30, kickoff at 6 o'clock. And Kearney Catholic, Adams Central on the ESPN Superstation. That game set for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Shotgun formation here for Finley. Finley has time to throw in underneath and off the fingertips of Ryan Clyer. It will fall incomplete. So that'll stop the clock with 6:37 to go. And stop a little streak of success that Giltner has had throwing the football. They had completed, I think it's six straight in a row. Yep, it was six in a row, and they fall incomplete here. Here, Finley's going to run the option. He's going to pitch it off on the right wing. With it, here's Clyer. Clyer breaks one tackle, slips down the sideline. He's going to have a gain of about 13 on the play. First and 10 for the Hornets as they bring the ball across midfield. They have it at the 37-yard line. They just run that option. Only about the sixth run of the game here for Giltner. They've had a lot of success in the air, and some of their plays have been pretty good. 67-yard run earlier for Dustin Hastings for the touchdown. Here, quick little pitch to the outside. It's Hawthorne. Hawthorne just left off tackle, follows that lead blocker by Joyce, and he'll take it down for a gain right at 10 yards. We'll call it 10, make it 11. They're not even going to bother to measure here. So that'll be a gain of 11 on the play. So 30-6. They'll stop the clock, wind it here. Now that they move the chains, first and 10 here for Giltner. They're trying to answer that touchdown drive from a little bit ago. Looking is Finley. He'll step up, throw it in underneath, and it's caught by Clyer. And Clyer going to be brought down on that left side. Tackle being led there by Keaton Lenz, and that'll be a gain of about 8. As Clyer comes up with the catch, and he'll make it now 2nd and 2. And again, I think the last time Giltner huddled was somewhere in about 2005. Here they go with the shotgun for Finley. He'll throw it in underneath. Pass is complete and open. Good open field tackle there as Jarrett Hastings makes the catch. And they'll move the chains here after a gain of about 17 on the play. So that'll set up now 1st and goal for Giltner. Wind the clock with 5:35 to go. They've got it 1st and goal at about the 5-yard line. A little option play. Finley's got it. Cuts back to the inside, and boy, there just wasn't anybody there. He goes in untouched. A 5-yard run there by Jake Finley. And just like that, they answer that drive, marching methodically down the field, 50 yards from 5 yards out, and that makes it now 36-6. 2-point conversion attempt coming up here as Finley will be in the shotgun. Clyer, the running back to his right, they're going to run that option, pitch it out to Clyer, and Clyer is hit immediately. Try for two is no good. Score remains 36-6 with 5:28 to go here in the second quarter. Giltner marches right down the field, answering the Medicine Valley touchdown with a touchdown of their own. They lead it by 30. We're back right after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You know, I've been to gun stores that don't have as many weapons as the does out there, because I'll tell you, it doesn't matter who has their hands on the football, who catches it, or in that sense, really even who throws it, because Ryan Clyer's done a nice job of throwing some two-point conversion attempts. They just have a lot of weapons out there, and Medicine Valley just having trouble catching up. You know, Medicine Valley feels pretty good about themselves. They get the turnover. They march down. They get on the board. They're starting to feel their oats, and right back comes Giltner methodically down the field for a 50-yard touchdown drive to make it 36-6. Here the kickoff, and the high kick going to be picked up by Barthel. Off the bounce, Barthel breaks one tackle as they don't wrap up. He'll get a little stiff arm, and he'll bring the ball across the 35-yard line. Nice little run there. There was a Giltner Hornet there immediately. That was Toby Main, but Main didn't wrap him up. He got there, hit him hard, but didn't quite wrap up. And Barthel was able to bounce off that, and he'll bring the ball at about the 34-yard line. So decent field position here for Medicine Valley, as, again, they need to find some way to come off the mat and make this one a little bit more interesting. The Hornets lead at 36-6. Most of their damage, as usual, in the air, but obviously they can do a lot of stuff on the ground as well. That little shuttle pass that they run for Hawthorne on that jet sweep has worked very well. Those are officially running the passing yards, but it's more of a running attack. Here the running attack for Medicine Valley. They're trying to go off tackle, and Cody Aspenlighter can't get anything done, and they're going to call a late hit as Aspenlighter got hit, but they hadn't blown the whistle yet. And that's one of those plays where they're going to call the blow to the head as Aspenlighter was hit. But I'll tell you, anymore, it's so difficult, and you see this in the high school level, the college level, the pro level, they ask athletes to go out there and hit a moving target that's trying to move and get away from you, and make sure you hit them just right. And I'm not so sure that it does the protection that they hope it does. That 15-yard penalty will put the ball at about the 32-yard line. So a break here for Medicine Valley. As on first down, they actually were going to have a loss. Instead, it ends up being a gain of 15 with the penalty. So shotgun formation. They fake the handoff as they had the man in motion, and the long pass to the outside is incomplete. Gleesberg wasn't able to get there as Barthel did have time to throw on that quick step, and it is incomplete. That'll make it now second and 10. And again, when they used to target people, I think when they target people in the head, that's where the real intent of that rule comes from. But what happened just a moment ago was not targeting, that's for sure. Second and 10, ball about the 32-yard line. And again, Aspenlighter is still a little dinged up out there. He'll go to the wing position on the right side. He'll come in motion, and they fake the handoff to him. Now they're looking to throw it, but the pressure's there, and they're going to sack him. Gartner gets a piece of the sack. Also, part of it goes to Justin Joyce as they kind of meet at the quarterback. That's going to be a loss of about 9 on the play. And so Barthel wasn't able to make the connection as, again, Aspenlighter, as he came in motion, was covered immediately. And that's going to be a loss of 9. And Aspenlighter walking back to the huddle, he does not look well to me. I'm kind of surprised he's still out there. With 4:30 to go here in the second quarter, it'll be 3rd and 19. And Medicine Valley needs to catch lightning in a bottle here. They're going to spread out their leading receiver, Lucas Gleesberg, wide to the right side. He's going to be picked up there by Hendricks. And they're just going to run a little counter sweep. They give it to Aspenlighter. Aspenlighter on that left side. He's going to gain maybe about 4 on the play. And again, Giltner was perfectly okay with them trying to run the football, as they were just kind of zoning back and dropping a little bit on coverage for the passing attack. And that's going to set up now 4th and about 14 from about the 36-yard line. So I would assume we're going to see Gleesberg back deep for the punt here with 3:45 to go. Now, Giltner still has all 3 timeouts left, and Medicine Valley spending a lot of time in the huddle here, and it appears that they are going to go for it. They're going to go for it on 4th and 14. And I think Barthel will do a little pooch punt here, and we'll see if that's what they're going to do. No, they're looking to throw, and the pressure is coming, and they're going to sack him. He throws it as he was actually being wrapped up, and he's able to throw the ball past the line of scrimmage at the feet of an intended receiver as he was being tackled, and the official on the far side is still waving his hands for an incomplete pass. And it was incomplete. And pretty good strength there for Barthel to be able to just throw the ball incomplete. But on 4th and 14, that'll be a turnover on downs, and it'll be 1st and 10 here for Giltner. And that may be one of the last gasps here for Medicine Valley. Why not? You're down by 30. This is a state playoff game. You don't leave anything back in your bag. You go for it. And so it makes sense that they go for it on 4th and 14. But that does put Giltner in pretty good field position here. As in the shotgun again is going to be Finley. Finley steps up, throws, has a man, and skipped it to him. It was incomplete. Trying to get the ball up to Clyer, but it falls incomplete. Pocket was kind of collapsing around him, and that might have hurried the throw a little bit for Finley. But Finley, a smart quarterback, if he misses somebody, he misses short instead of long. You throw high over the middle, that's an interception. Here he's got time to throw again, steps up underneath, and again a connection as his tight end's coming through on that far side, and making the connection is going to be Dustin Hastings. So Hastings makes the catch, and there'll be a gain of about 6 on the play. Again, man in motion, looking to throw is Finley. Finley's going to just shuttle it up again to Hawthorne. Hawthorne is going to bring it awfully close to the first down. It depends on the spot, and I think that he has enough. They're going to mark the ball right where the tackle was made, and from there they're going to decide whether or not it's first down. They're not going to re-spot it. They're going to bring the chains in across the field and see if he got enough on the play here. Again, that little kind of jet sweep, it's a little shuttle pass up ahead, and a gain of, we'll call it 4 yards here for Hawthorne, and it's going to be close one way or the other. I think by the nose of the football he has a first down here. Got a pretty good vantage point on it. And when they stretch out the chains, boy, was I wrong. It's a full football short of the first down here. So it's going to be fourth and a football here for Giltner. So we'll see what the Hornets have in mind. And again, they have a full complement of timeouts. They still have 3 timeouts left. And I don't see why they would punt the football here. I think they ought to try to throw the knockout punch as best they can. They're going to go to the shotgun formation, as Finley is in the shotgun. Left guard is Ben Hendricks. Joyce, the other guard, put a man in motion. That's going to be Hawthorne, and they're going to run the option. They got enough of the first down. Pitch back out to the right side. With it is Clyer. Clyer has a sideline. Clyer has one man to beat. Gets the pylon. Touchdown. Not only do they get the first down, they get the touchdown from 36 yards away. They had it before they even made the pitch. And then once they got the ball out to Clyer, they collapsed on Finley, and they got the ball out to Clyer, and Clyer is able to go in for a 36-yard touchdown. So well-run offense there, and it's now 42-6 with 2:36 to go here in the second quarter. And, guys, this is the third round of the state playoffs. All the bad teams have been eliminated already. Here, a little counterplay. There's a fumble. Medicine Valley is able to fall on it. That means that the two-point conversion is no good. 42-6. Medicine Valley will get the football back, but Giltner right now is in control. They lead it by 36 with 2:36 to go in the second quarter. 42-6. We'll kick it off when we come back right after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, high school football playoff coverage is presented in part by the all-new Hastings Fort Lincoln, where the difference is black and white. Right now, the difference is in black and orange right now, as Giltner controls this one 42-6 as they are rolling in this one. as, again, they've been able to answer the bell every time. Medicine Valley goes for it on fourth down. They don't get it. Short field, and Giltner is able to punch it in. A high kick. Ball will hit the ground. Barthel will make the return, and he's going to be brought down at about the 20-yard line. As they kind of drop that ball in that wind, kind of in an open area, and hope something good happens. And Barthel just really didn't have anywhere to go with the ball as they wrap him up right there. Other scores for you. Boone Central will lead over Gothenburg 21-7. They're in the second quarter in Class C1. In C2, Lutheran High Northeast controlling Ponca 36-8. They're in the fourth quarter. And it's Falls City Sacred Heart with a 14-6 lead over Lindsay Holy Family. That's on the eastern side of the bracket. Again, Bertrand and Shelton tonight on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. That is the other half of this bracket. And a little run up the middle. Barthel. Barthel lost the football. It's picked up by Giltner and even advanced. So Giltner has the ball right back. Ball was knocked loose and picked up immediately by Ryan Clyer. I think the tackle, the fumble was caused by Dylan Gartner, picked up by Clyer. And so the second turnover of the game against Medicine Valley, if you don't want to count fourth downs where they don't get the first down, not turnover on downs, but true turnovers. Their first one was intercepted and taken in for a defensive touchdown. And now they've got the ball right at the 10-yard line. Back nose of the football is at the 10. So it's actually first and goal here. And they're going to get the ball in the hands of Hawthorne. Hawthorne off that left side. And I think that actually was a handoff and not that little shuttle pass. And he's going to gain about 6 on the play. And so we'll call that a run of 6 here for Hawthorne. They run that shuttle, and if they pitch it forward just a little bit, that is a passing play. And that one, that jet sweep, just more of a run there. Gain of 6. It'll be second and goal from the 4. 2 minutes right now to go in the second quarter, 42-6. Giltner with the lead, and rolling out the throw is going to be Finley. Finley has a man. That's Hawthorne. Hawthorne makes the catch, cuts in, and it is a 4-yard touchdown pass from Finley to Hawthorne, and that'll extend the lead. So Finley connects with Hawthorne from about 4 yards out, and that clock should be running pretty quick in the third quarter here. 48-6 with a minute 51 to go here, and again, Giltner will go for the two-point conversion. And now the shotgun is going to be Jake Finley. Finley has Clyer in the backfield just to his right. They'll put a man in motion now, and they'll stop action here. As I think maybe too many people are moving or something, because that's going to be a legal procedure on Giltner. So they'll have to make the try for point from the 8-yard line instead of the 3. So Finley with 1, 2, 3... four touchdown passes here in the ball game, and also a touchdown run for Finley. He'll be in the shotgun here. He's going to roll to his right, pitch it out to Clyer. Clyer trying to get the corner, cuts back to the inside, back outside, gets the pylon, and he is in for the two-point conversion. So that'll increase the score here to 50-6 as Giltner has the lead with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. And we'll be back with their kickoff. We come back right after this.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. And want to say thanks to all of our fine sponsors that help you bring coverage of high school football here on The Breeze, 94.5. And Giltner right now, well, they can make plans to play next Monday in the state semifinals as they lead it 50-6 with a minute 50 to go here. They'll take on the winner of Shelton and Bertrand. After the kickoff, we'll talk more about that. Ball up high in the air, picked up by Barthel. Barthel run right up the middle, and he's going to be pulled down from the backside tackle by Dylan Hendricks as he'll make the stop at about the 30-yard line. Well, that other game, as we mentioned, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM from Bertrand. If Bertrand wins, then Bertrand would come here to Giltner to take on the Hornets. If Shelton, who was actually the number two seed, since they're on the road today, if they win, they would host the next round. So the two seed would host the number one seed in the biggest game of the year this part of the state. And I don't understand what seedings mean if number two gets to host number one. Number one has the football here, and that's Barthel. A little bit of pressure coming, and he is going to be wrapped up. He had nowhere to throw. Pretty good pressure coming immediately. The first one there was Justin Joyce, and he was able to hold on for dear life as they make the sack and a loss of about four on the play. So the Raiders heading the wrong direction here. As, again, they need to get a couple of scores to keep that clock from running continually in that second half here. They trail it by 44. They trail 50-6 now with a minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Barthel in the shotgun throws it out to that right side and kind of dancing around out there after making the catch is going to be Trevor Phillips. And he is brought down by Garrett Poppin. So not a bad little gain there, gain of about 10 on the play. And the ball just constantly in the hands of the quarterback here from Medicine Valley. Now, that's usually Lucas Gleesberg. Their All-State quarterback, Riley Gary. And the Barthel will throw it off to that left side, and it'll be a gain of maybe about one or two. That's going to set up now fourth and three with about 30 seconds to go here. So that'll set up now fourth and three, 22 seconds left. In the huddle is Medicine Valley. They still have one timeout left. I don't know if they really want to go for it here and then run the risk of Giltner having a big play here. But 10 seconds left. They're going to run the quarterback draw. With it is Barthel. Barthel breaks one tackle, cuts back to the inside, has enough for the first down after he gains about 6 yards on the play. Tackle by Ben Hendricks. So Hendricks makes the tackle after a gain of about six. That will stop the clock with 5 seconds to go, and Medicine Valley is going to use their final timeout. Well, again, why not? You're playing for a chance to advance and host the state semifinals. I think they would have, well, they would not be able to host if they won because they're potentially a lower seed. Well, they could host. There is a scenario there. Anyway, with 5 seconds to go at the 37-yard line, they've got it first and 10. And for Medicine Valley to be talking about that sort of thing, they've got to pull off a major, major comeback. And again, Giltner looking every little bit of their state number one rating. So let's give you kind of an idea what's going on today in Class D2. As we mentioned, a tight one-possession game between Falls City Sacred Heart and Lindsay Holy Family. That game started the same time that this one did. And at last report, as I checked the scores, it was Falls City Sacred Heart 14, Lindsay Holy Family 6. That game is in the second quarter. And the winner of that game will take on the winner of Humphrey St. Francis and Sterling, as that game will be played in Humphrey at 5 o'clock today. Here, Giltner with a 50-6 lead. They'll take on the winner of Bertrand and Shelton tonight. Here on first down, Barthel will make a long throw in underneath. It is tipped at the 5-yard line and incomplete as the horn sounds here. So the Hail Mary is not answered here for Medicine Valley, and so both teams will head to their respective locker rooms with the Giltner Hornets firmly in control of this one. It is 50-6 here at intermission. We're going to step away for a few moments and stay tuned for our Allen Superstore Halftime Show, brought to you by locally owned Allen Superstore of Hastings. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll be back with the halftime show right after this timeout.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our Lowe's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Calling all sports fans. Are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can. At Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between. Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings. At Dunham's, our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to Giltner as the Hornets comfortably ahead of the Medicine Valley Raiders by a score of 50-6 here at intermission. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Randy Bushcutter with you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school football here on the Breeze, 94.5. A reminder for you, this is a doubleheader that we have for you on the Breeze. Later on tonight, North Platte St. Pat's will be taking on Donovan Trumbull in Class C2 action. Pre-game will start around 5:30, and they'll kick it off at 6 o'clock from Donovan. Well, here we are in Class D2, so let's get you updated with the brackets, and we'll start with Class D2. Giltner with the 50-6 halftime lead. Fall City Sacred Heart now leads Lindsay Holy Family 14-12. They are at halftime, and that's on the other side of the bracket. The winner of that game will take on the winner of Humphrey St. Francis and Sterling. That one is set for a 5 o'clock kick, and so we got you all updated in Class D2. In Class C1 today, probably the game that generates the most interest around here is Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. Both teams perfect 10-0 on the season, as the Stars will come in and take on the Patriots tonight on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. We'll hear that in both Kearney and in Hastings, as the Stars with a 41-0 win over Broken Bow in the previous round. Adams Central struggled a little bit more with Grand Island Central Catholic. They were a little short-staffed with some injuries, but they won that one 12-6. A couple of great defenses going after each other in that one. That one is set for a 7 o'clock kick. Pre-game will start around 6:30. On ESPN, Mike will have the call. Elsewhere in Class C1, Boone Central right now leading Gothenburg 24-7 at halftime in that one, as Boone Central is the number one seed on the Western bracket. As it depends, if Boone Central wins and Kearney Catholic wins, Kearney Catholic would host. Boone Central would host Adams Central if the Patriots win and Boone Central is able to hold on, which you would think would be the case because they lead 24-7 over Gothenburg at halftime. Other side of the bracket, the Eastern bracket, Norfolk Catholic and Fort Calhoun will play in Norfolk tonight at 6 o'clock, and then Pierce and Wahoo. That'll be a great matchup. That's set for a 5 o'clock kick tonight in Wahoo. That's on the other side of the bracket in Class C1. As we mentioned in Class C2 on the Breeze, North Platte St. Pat's will be taking on Donovan Trumbull. That will start around 6 o'clock, pregame around 5:30. The winner of that game will take on the winner of Sutton and Hershey. That game being played in Sutton, and that one will start around 5 o'clock. Elsewhere, it's Ponca. Ponca's on the road playing at Lutheran High Northeast, and right now Lutheran High Northeast with a 42-14 lead over Ponca in Class C2. The winner of that game will take on David City Aquinas and Fremont Bergen. That one will start around 6:30. In Class D1, It's Elm Creek. They're on the road traveling to Arapahoe. Arapahoe won earlier in the year. That one will start around 6:30 in Class D1. The winner of that game will take on the winner of Loup City and Elgin Public, Elgin Pope John. That game being played in Elgin at 7 o'clock in Class D1. Elsewhere in D1, Howells Dodge. They will play host to Bruning Davenport Shickley at Howells. That will start around 6 o'clock. And then Exeter Milligan will take on High Plains Community College at Milligan. That game will start at around 6 o'clock. So we got you all updated on the brackets. And again, scores that just come through the update for you. Fall City Sacred Heart 14 and Lindsay Holy Family 12. That game has now gone to halftime. So Fall City Sacred Heart 14, Lindsay Holy Family 12 at halftime. And again, that's the other side of the bracket here in Class D2. Once again, we're at the break, 50-6. Giltner with the lead over Medicine Valley here at intermission. And we'll remind you that you are listening to the halftime report brought to you by the Allen Superstore. Allen Superstore, get more for your dollar when you stop at locally owned Allen Superstore. Shop Allen's Sporting Goods Department in the lower level this hunting season for hunter apparel, accessories, calls, decoys, much, much more. The grocery department will beat any competitor's ad and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials every day. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop at your locally owned Allen Superstore? The more that you get more Superstore, Allen Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Take a break, and we'll be back with more of the halftime right after this timeout.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Jeff Ashby talks about playing the perfect game. It probably hasn't been perfect out there for Giltner because there have been a couple of passes that weren't caught. But it's been a well game there for Giltner. They lead 50-6 here at halftime over Medicine Valley. Let's give you the scoring summary real quick. It started on their very first possession as Giltner marched right down the field, and Jake Finley was able to connect with Kyle Hawthorne on an 8-yard touchdown pass. The 2-point conversion was good. It was 8-0 early on. And then the pass from Finley to Clyer, that one covered 50 yards on a little screen right up the middle. Try for 2, no good. It was 14-0 at that point. And then Dylan Heinrichs with a 25-yard interception return about 2 plays later, and he was able to scamper in for the touchdown. They tacked on the 2, and it was 22-0 at that point. And then Finley connects with Hawthorne again, this time 43 yards away. It was 30-0 and still only the first quarter. And then Madison Valley, they got a turnover. Giltner turned the ball over, and from there they were able to finally get something going as Chase Barthel was able to connect with Lucas Gleesberg on a three-yard touchdown pass. That made it 30-6, Medicine Valley's only points of the game, and answering right back was Giltner. They got the ball at the 30-yard line, marched 50 yards just methodically right down the field. And untouched into the end zone was Jake Finley on the option play. He goes in from 5 yards out. Try for point, no good. It was 36-6 at that point. They got the short field a little bit later, and Ryan Clyer goes in for the touchdown from 36 yards away as they went for it on fourth down after the turnover. And they can't get the two, so that made it 42-6 at that point. And then late, they get the ball back again after Medicine Valley decides to go for it on fourth and fairly long at midfield. They don't get it, and then Finley connects with Hawthorne on a four-yard touchdown pass, and it is 50-6 here at intermission. And that's really much of the offense because big plays really a big part here in the game. I have Jake Finley with 153 yards passing in the game as he is, I forgot to write down the numbers here, he is 10 for 15 in the air for 153 yards, and again, 153 yards unofficially here. Kyle Hawthorne has carried the ball for 22 yards. Jake Finley has 7 yards rushing, 21 yards for Ryan Clyer. They're doing most of the damage in the air as they've just been able to march up and down the field and had the short field for the most part here in the game. Meanwhile, for Medicine Valley, filling in for the All-State quarterback Riley Gary is Chase Barthel, and Barthel has carried the ball 18 times for 37 yards. Ty Contreras has a couple of carries for 1 yard. Cody Aspenlider, 4 carries for 5 yards. So a total of 43 yards rushing for Medicine Valley in the first half. And also Barthel was 5 of 15 in the air with an interception and another fumble that was caused because of a sack. So a couple of turnovers in the passing game as 5 of 15 in the air for 33 yards. So a total of 76 yards of offense here for Medicine Valley as they trail here at intermission to Giltner by a score of 50-6. And Medicine Valley, they come out on the field just ahead of Giltner as Giltner is stretching in the right end zone here. They're stretching in the end zone on the east side here, looking into the sun as Medicine Valley will head over to the west and stretch things out. And we're probably a few minutes away from kicking off the second half here as Medicine Valley will have another obstacle in their way. Not only do they trail by 44 points, but we will have a running clock here, and that's going to take away some time here from Medicine Valley. And again, for Giltner, last week was the first time that they actually had their starters playing into the fourth quarter all year long, and it appears that that streak is going to kind of resume itself, going to start over here again, because Giltner is well poised to be able to kind of cruise throughout the rest of this football game. So we'll take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up things here on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. Once again, our score at intermission. It is Giltner in control over Medicine Valley by a score of 50-6 here at intermission. We're going to have a little bit more of the pizza provided by the good folks over at the Sittin' Bowl as they're kind enough to bring in their samples. And if you feed me, yes, I will give you a free commercial. No question about it. Keep that in mind. So, again, delicious pizza here. Want to thank all the folks for the hospitality here at Giltner and as the Hornets rolling in this one, 50-6 at intermission. We'll take a quick break. We'll snarf down some pizza while we're away, and we'll come back with the second half right after this.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Wouldn't it be great if the process of buying a car was black and white? At the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, we take the bull out of the equation. The truth is, every car dealer knows their best price. They just hope you'll pay more. They also know what your trade is worth. They just hope you'll take less. Let us show you how we do business. Our advantage is black and white, just like our showroom seating. We're the new Hastings Ford Lincoln, and at HastingsFordLincoln.com.
Are you tired of electric pivot hassles with gearboxes, micro switches, unexpected repairs, and safety concerns? Only T&L Pivot Systems use safe, proven hydrostatic drive technology that eliminates these hassles. Get lasting value and decades of dependability. Call your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today. T&Ls are easier on you and use proven hydraulic technology that works.
Building relationships starts early. It requires trust, honesty, and hard work. That is why from generation to generation, families keep coming back to do business with B&B Carpet and Donovan. B&B stands behind their products and their workmanship. We are looking forward to building a relationship with your family. Now, by choosing Smart Cushion, you are joining the fight against breast cancer while providing the perfect partner for your carpet purchase. Drive a little and get peace of mind at B&B Carpet and Donovan. See why families choose B&B.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen's Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop a locally owned Allen's Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. And again, for Giltner, they just want to try to polish things up a little bit, try to get that perfect game and not get anybody hurt here in the second half as they keep getting a little bit healthier and a little bit healthier. And they've been in so many lopsided games throughout the course of the year that they've been able to kind of move some pieces throughout the course of the year. And that strategy for head coach Jeff Ashby has certainly worked because Gary Poppin has been one of their star running backs all year. Well, today he's playing offense, but he's playing the offensive guard position as they're trying to save him and keep him from getting banged around a little bit as a running back. In fact, right now they're going to stretch him out a little bit. They're working a little extra hard to get those hamstrings all loosened up. That's kind of been his problem. And he's just too valuable not to put on the field, and you don't necessarily strain those hamstrings as much when you only have to run about 1 or 2 yards before you hit somebody when you're in that I formation or you're running to the outside, much more likely to aggravate that. So that's why he can play, but certain positions probably strained with other muscles a little bit. So they're going to stretch him out right now and try to keep him going and get him ready for it next Monday, as it would certainly appear that they're going to make it on to next Monday. And again, Giltner will take on the winner of Bertrand and Shelton. That game on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So you'll be able to hear the game between Bertrand and Shelton tonight on our network of stations. Four games for you on the Platte River network of stations. And again, tonight on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska in Hastings and Kearney, the Adams Central Kearney Catholic game. And that one will start at 7 o'clock. We'll also be in Donovan for their game, Donovan Trumbull's game with North Platte St. Pat's. And we'll have that game for you this afternoon. That's the next game coming up right here on the Breeze 94.5. Medicine Valley will have to kick the football off to start the second half here. And again, they are trailing in this one by a score of 50-6. Here at intermission, and unfortunately for them, they do have to give up that football, and the ball does blow off the tee, and so I think they're discussing who might actually have to hold it. They're going to let him try it one more time as Brendan Johnson will tee things up here for his dad, and he'll get the indication, and the big man will step up to put his foot into it, and it is a high kick and going to be picked up by Giltner right up the middle. Coming right up that seam is going to be Ben Heinrichs. And Heinrichs comes right up, breaks one tackle at about the 25-yard line, and is able to just kind of nudge through there to about the 30. So, again, Giltner will have the ball in fairly good position here, first and 10 from the 30-yard line. Our first final of the day has Lutheran High Northeast advancing to the state semifinals with a 42-0 win in Ponca in Class C2. Elsewhere, Boone Central has added on to the lead against Gothenburg 24-7. That game now in the third quarter. And Fall City Sacred Heart leads Lindsay Holy Family 21-12. That game in the third. Shotgun formation here for Finley. Finley's able to make the connection over here to Dustin Hastings. And Hastings is going to dive forward. They'll see if they give him the whole spot there. He leaned as he was being brought down and is just short of the first down marker. So that'll be a gain of about 9.5 yards. The first pass of the second half here for Jake Finley as he's able to connect with Hastings. and they'll step up. And again, that we have that running clock here with a score being 50-6 here in the early stages of the third quarter. Dropping back is Finley. Finley has time to throw. Again, has Hastings. Hastings makes the catch, and he's going to be brought down at about the 30-yard line. So that'll be a gain of, well, about 11 yards. So two passes and a gain of about 20 yards as the connection works between Finley and Hastings. And again, that clock keeps moving along here. 50-6. Giltner, no problems at all as Jake Finley is in the shotgun. He's looking to throw, and again, he'll connect with Hastings, and Hastings gains about 7, just that quick little slant as he is brought down after that game by Gleesberg, and they're not really wanting to play real close to him, and as a result, they have that quick little gain of about 6. So that's going to set up now 2nd and about 4. And again, just bang, bang, bang. They just look over to Hastings, and there's no reason to look anywhere else. As Finley sees somebody that's open, you might as well throw him the football. And he has a really quick delivery with those shorter passes. He almost throws like a dart. He can get it there very, very quickly and very accurately. They're going to go with that choir huddle, and they'll kick it off to the right side to Clyer. Clyer's going to cut back to the inside, and he's going to gain about 4 on the play. As Ryan Clyer, his 4th carry of the game, and he's got about 25 yards. He's going to be just short of the first down, about maybe 2 football lengths short of a first down here. So we'll call it 3rd and 1. It's shorter than a full yard here, only a couple feet short. And they check out the wristbands here to see what they have in mind, as Clyer will be just to the left of Finley, as Finley is in the shotgun. And Finley will hand it off to Clyer. Clyer, big gap right up the middle, breaks one tackle, and he's going to go in virtually untouched for the touchdown. He's able to punch it all the way in as he's able to take it from the 25-yard line in for the touchdown. And Giltner will add the lead, and that'll be one of the rare times they stop the clock here in the football game. They'll stop it to try for the point. So Clyer with a 25-yard run. And that'll make it 56-6. Dropping back the throw here is Finley as they go for 2, and they connect in underneath. And the 2-point conversion is caught by Dylan Hendricks. And Hendricks gets the 2, and it's 58-6 with 9:03 to go here, third quarter. First possession of the second half ends like so many did in the first half with Giltner points as the Hornets now lead it 58-6. 9:03 to go, third quarter. We'll restart the clock and kick off when we come back right after this.
Will this be the winter that we'll talk about for years? Nobody knows for sure. But before the weather changes, your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora, reminds you that it's a good time to check things out on your car. You can easily replace your own wiper blades and most bulbs. And be sure to take a good look at your battery, fluids, hoses, and belts. Have a question? Your CarQuest Auto Parts pros are happy to help. Great people, great products, great prices. At your CarQuest store, Salmon Auto Parts in Aurora.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, as we stand right now, might need a little bit more room on their scoreboard here for another banner. They have the 2009 state runner-up, the 84 state champions, and 1971 state champions. Back in 71, didn't have playoffs. That was more of a ratings thing. High kick here, and the ball bounced around, and Hastings, Zane Mickelson is able to fall on it there for Medicine Valley. Now, back in 71, they didn't have the state playoffs. Those didn't start till 1975, so that's not one of those NSAA things, but you take a look at the records for Giltner in the state football playoffs. They were the champions in 84, and that was in Class D2, and they're the runner-up in 2009 in Class D1. Last 3 years, they had their run ended by Howells. Well, Howells this year is a Class D1 team, so Giltner, right now, they appear to be the team to beat in Class D2. Quick little slant for Gleesberg. Gleesberg breaks one tackle, has a stiff arm, and he'll take it down the 40, back to around the 30-yard line, breaks another tackle, has it at the 20. There's a flag down, and he'll be knocked down inside the 5-yard line. I think part of this is going to come back with a block in the back, a clip of some sort, as there is a flag at about the 28-yard line, but that'll still be a pretty nice gain as the ball was spotted at the 20-yard line. So we'll see how many of those yards they get to keep here. There is a face mask on the play. play that's actually going to go against Giltner. So that little screen and break a couple of tackles, and that'll be a gain of 58 on the play with the penalty. So a gain of 58 here for Medicine Valley, and they're in great shape to get some more points on the board. Wide right to the left on the left side, and they're going to run that little jet sweep, and Contreras trying to get to the end zone, nudges in and has the touchdown. As Ty Contreras, just that jet sweep, is able to go in from 2 yards out, and Medicine Valley will stop the clock here and make it a 46-point game. It is 58-12 now with 7:47 to go here in the third quarter as they answer right back. And Medicine Valley obviously wanting to represent themselves very well. Trying for two here is Barthel, and he'll hand the ball off, trying to find some room. There is Aspenlider. Aspenlider tries to nudge to the goal line as he cuts back in, and you can see from some of the student body for Medicine Valley on that far side shaking their head. They didn't quite get there. And the officials are actually huddling up here. The original indication was that it was no good, and the other official says it was good. So they get together and they huddle it up, and they decide that he did get in. So Contreras will actually get the 2-point conversion, and so your score, 58-14 with 7:47. One sideline judge said no, the other one said yes, and now they have to come over and explain to Jeff Ashby why the official he saw isn't the one that gets to make the final decision. So 7:47 to go here, third quarter. 8 points put on the board here for Medicine Valley, and they trail it 58-14 as Giltner will get their hands back on the football, and we come back right after this.
Treat your car to a brand new set of Ford Mastercraft Avenger Touring LSR or Courser HSX Tour Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $50 Visa reward card. Choose a set of Courser ATX or CT Tires, and CPI Mr. Tire will treat you to a $75 Visa reward card. Count on CPI Mr. Tire for the right tire for your vehicle, along with the right tire for the driving you do. Get to your nearest CPI Mr. Tire and take advantage of the Mastercraft Savings Promotion now. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A little squib kick here for Medicine Valley. It's going to be picked up by Hawthorne, and pretty good pressure coming on, and Hawthorne is going to get about 3 yards of a gain here, as it took a little while for him to be able to find the handle. It was bounced around, and both Joyce and him were looking for the football, and finally Hawthorne came up with it, as it ends up being dead about the 13-yard line. Not exactly an onside kick for Medicine Valley, but they would have been just fine if somehow Giltner wasn't able to come up with that squib kick. In any event, the clock now moving with 7:15 to go here, third quarter. We got the running clock with a 58-14 score, and calling out the count here is going to be Finley. And they'll run out to the right side. Finley with a little fake, has the sideline, has the first down, has it at the 40, breaks a tackle, and he'll bring it across the 30-yard line down to about the 20. Now they're going to mark him right at the 30-yard line. Great little run there as he brings it all the way across midfield, a gain of, we'll call it 31 yards. Yeah, it's going to be 28 yards as Finley with a nice little run. And that'll be first down. So, you know, 13, that'd be 27. No, that'd be 38 yards. I knew that was wrong. So a gain of 38, and the clock's still running here with 6:30 to go. Ball spotted at about the 30-yard line as the sun starting to set out in the west. And that's the direction that Giltner's trying to head here. 25-second clock expiring, but they get the snap off in time. Clyer right up the middle. Clyer, nice little seam, and rumbles forward for a gain of about 10. We'll call it 11 yards as they move the chains just right up the middle for Ryan Clyer. And Clyer gains 11. He's now got 42 yards rushing here in the game. And again, Giltner has had a habit of every time Medicine Valley has done something well offensively, they've been able to answer right back. But Giltner has scored on most of their possessions. They did have a three and out. They did have a turnover. Other than that, they've put the ball in the end zone. Finley will have two backs on either side of him. Hawthorne on one side, Clyer on the other. And they're going to hand it to Hawthorne. Hawthorne will get a lead block from Clyer, go off that right tackle, and he'll gain about five on the play. And that's a moral victory for Medicine Valley when Hawthorne only gains about five on the play. Their per-snap average is well over 5 yards as they've had some big plays here. You know, 67-yard run, 13-yard run, some big passes of 43 yards and 50 yards. And now with 5:05 to go with that moving clock, it'll be second and about five here with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, a win by Shelton tonight in Bertrand, and Giltner would play in Shelton. If Bertrand wins tonight, that game will be played next Monday here at Giltner High School. Clyer right up the middle, and a pretty good penetration there for Medicine Valley as he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be just about it. So a good line surge there for the Raiders. Updating a few scores for you. In Class C1, Boone Central now leads Gothenburg 38-7. They're in the third. And Falls City Sacred Heart right now building their lead a little bit against Lindsay Holy Family 28-12. That game also in the third quarter in Class D2. Here 58-14. Giltner with the lead over Medicine Valley. And a change at quarterback in the shotgun right now is going to be Jared Hastings. And Hastings will call out the snap. And he's got time to throw. He steps up, throws it in underneath, has an opening, has Hastings making the catch. So Dustin Hastings makes the catch from Jared. And that'll be enough for a first down as they gain about eight on the play. So the ball is going to be spotted about the 6 yard line. Excuse me, about the 9 yard line. I'm looking at the wrong marker there. So they're just inside the 9 yard line. Clock still moving here with 3:30 to go. And Jared Hastings has one back in the backfield behind him, and that's Clyer. Hastings actually looking at the official now, waiting for that countdown to begin. And so now they'll run the option, and he's going to pitch the ball out here for Clyer. Clyer tries to get the corner, but that's a nice open field tackle by Lucas Gleesberg. And there's actually going to be a loss on the play of about 2 yards. So Clyer loses two, a good open field tackle by Gleesberg, and that'll now make it second and goal from about the 11-yard line. So we wrap things up here, and then shortly after our post-game show, and we hope to be able to speak with head coach Jeff Ashby at the end of the game here. We'll talk with the coach, and then shortly after that, we'll have the pregame show for Donovan Trumbull and North Platte St. Pat's. That game, the second game of our doubleheader right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Shotgun formation, Hastings will hand the ball off, and no room to run there for Ryan Clyer. As they made some changes on that offensive line here for Giltner, and Medicine Valley still pretty motivated here. They're fighting pretty hard. They make the tackle, the ball back to the 15-yard line, and it's going to be third and goal from the 15. And Clyer's numbers are going to be diminishing a little bit. He's lost 7 yards in the last two carries. So Hastings, we'll see if they decide to go with the air, into the air here as he's at quarterback. And again, one guy in the backfield, that's Clyer. He'll be off to his right. And they're milking the clock here a little bit. They're letting that 25-second clock get counted down a little bit. Now rolling to his right is going to be Hastings, and Hastings is going to be tripped up as they kind of ran just a quarterback keeper out there. Open field tackle by Quentin Chancellor, and it's going to be a loss of about 1 yard on the play here for Hastings. So no room to run at all there for Jared Hastings. And the sophomore actually loses about 1 yard, so it's going to be fourth down and goal from the 16-yard line. Minute 16 to go here, third quarter, 58-14. Giltner with the lead, a running clock here. And in the shotgun is going to be Jared Hastings, and he'll look down the field and wait for the official to start counting off the last 10 seconds of the 25-second clock. And he'll drop back to throw Hastings. He'll throw into the end zone. He's got a man there, and it is incomplete. Nice closing speed by Lucas Gleesberg. If he doesn't make a nice break on the ball, then Dustin Hastings would have the touchdown, as the ball from Jared was on the money, but Gleesberg was able to get there and knock it incomplete. So Jared Hastings, 1 out of 2 throwing the football so far today. He's got 8 yards to show for it, and they'll start that clock once again here with the ball being spotted at about the 16-yard line for Medicine Valley. So they'll have their final possession, I would assume, of the third quarter, and directing traffic and throwing it deep as Gleesburg. They throw it to Gleesburg, and it is incomplete. Barthel had enough time to throw. He actually motioned for Gleesburg to go deep because he was covered short, and he had the time to pump fake and then wave him on, trying to get him to go deep, and the pass was incomplete. Now, that running clock, again, I don't know if they're going to be able to get another snap off here as finally Gleesburg gets back into the huddle with about 12 seconds to go. They don't spend much time from that point in the huddle as they break it, but now there's 5 seconds, 4 seconds, man in motion. They do get the snap off, and Barthel is going to hand the ball off to Contreras, and Contreras will bring the ball across for a gain of about 3, and that will be the final play of the third quarter. We'll set up now 3rd and about 7 here, with the score being 58-14. Giltner with the lead over Medicine Valley. They lead it by 44. We'll have that running clock in the fourth quarter, but it'll be 3rd and about 8 here for Medicine Valley when we start the fourth quarter right after this.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I certainly want to say thanks to the staff here at Giltner High School, head coach Jeff Ashby, and the rest of the guys, folks at the Sitting Bowl for giving us a little bit of here in the press box. Always a great place to come watch a football game, and Giltner right now, they are certainly on a roll. They've had a lot of success in the state playoffs. They've run into Howells the last 3 years, but this year they are the team to be in Class D2, and certainly showing that here as they lead it 58-14, 3rd and 7 for Medicine Valley. And now looking into the sun is Barthel. He'll take the snap, pressure coming, throws it in underneath, in pressure. It is caught, and then breaking the tackle, getting out of there is Chancellor, and Chancellor has a sideline on the right side, cuts back to the inside, breaks another tackle, gets out to the left side, and finally going to be corralled there by Ben Hendricks as they were able to get the ball all the way from the 20-yard line, across the 40 to the 30 to the other 19-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 41 on the play. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think that there was room for that football to fit. That was pretty good coverage there for Giltner. But it's a 41-yard pitch and catch here for Medicine Valley. And they've gained 99 yards in their last two passes. Shotgun formation here for Barthel. Barthel looking, has a little time to throw. And he'll try to scramble and not tackled by Dylan Gartner. Gartner got him started on the way down. He was able to slip out, and when he slipped out, he began to fall down. So Barthel actually is going to lose 2 yards. We'll give credit on the tackle for Gartner as Barthel loses about 2 here. So it'll be 2nd and 12 with 10:44 to go here, fourth quarter, 58-14. Giltner with the lead. Medicine Valley trying to, well, they need to score 2 touchdowns to stop that running clock here. Barthel has time to throw, throws it in underneath, again in traffic. It is caught again. A nice delivery and a brave catch there by Lucas Gleesburg as he makes the catch. And, boy, he paid the price after a gain of about 6 on the play. And Gleesburg on the season, their leading receiver, as now he's got close to 700 yards on the season. So shotgun for Barthel. Barthel's going to keep it himself after the ball fake. Has a little seam, cuts that up, and he's got enough for the first down. It's going to be 1st and goal inside the 5-yard line, as that'll be a nice run of about 11 yards here for Barthel. So again, that ball fake, and there was a seam there as they had that one well designed, and the pressure from the middle actually followed that crossback action and opened things up in the middle as he's able to punch it through there, and it'll be 1st and goal from about the 3-yard line. So Barthel out of that shotgun formation. And he's going to roll to his right. He's looking to throw. He's going to head to a little jump pass and open his Gleesburg for the touchdown. That'll be a 3-yard little pitch and catch, more of a jump pass than anything else for Barthel, as he's able to connect with Gleesburg, his 9th touchdown of the season for Lucas Gleesburg. Now make it now 58-20, and that will stop the clock with 9:22 to go here in the football game. So here in the fourth quarter, a touchdown, and now going for two here is going to be Medicine Valley. Shotgun formation is Barthel, and Barthel is going to hand it off to Contreras. Contreras will get the corner, and he'll get the two-point conversion. 58-22, a 36-point lead here for Medicine Valley, so the clock will still run with 9:22 to go here in the fourth quarter when Medicine Valley kicks off to the Hornets right after this timeout.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, if you're Medicine Valley, I assume you just do a straight kickoff here, but there was some discussion on the Giltner sideline about, be aware here. And I don't see any numbers in the 60s out there on the front line for Giltner, as they've got some guys that know how to handle the football up front, anticipating perhaps an onside kick here for Medicine Valley. Because, again, Medicine Valley, they're going to have that running clock here. They trail by 36 with 9:22 to go, and kicking it off is going to be Johnson. Johnson just punches it right down the middle, and Hawthorne is going to pick it up at about the 5-yard line, and he'll make a little juke move and get down that left sideline, and he'll get the ball out across the 10 to about the 14-yard line. We'll see exactly where they spot it on that far sideline, but Giltner will have their hands on the football, and that clock already moving at 9:07 to go. So again, next week, Giltner is kind of at the mercy of whether they host or they travel to Shelton. It'll be one of those two things, as they'll play the winner of the Bertrand-Shelton game tonight. Shotgun formation as Finley back in at quarterback, and he'll pump fake it and makes that great delivery right up the middle to Hawthorne, and they're going to gain about 15 on the play. And I'll tell you what, that was just a perfect strike from Jake Finley to Kyle Hawthorne for a gain of right at 15 yards. And that was just in seam. That coverage was pretty good. There just isn't anything you do. You make a perfect throw, the defense cannot stop the play. So again, Finley puts a man in motion. He'll look to throw. Has time to throw. Has a man, and he makes the catch in stride to Hendricks. And Hendricks is going to be brought down at about the 25-yard line. So again, a gain of 15, 20, about 27 yards on the play. As again, that passing game continues to chew up yards here for Giltner. And again, that clock will keep moving as the ball is spotted right at the 25-yard line. Quickly, they get set up, and Finley looking to throw. Pressure coming, and they finally get him, and he lost the football. It's on the ground, and finally, Giltner is able to pounce on it. There were a couple of Raiders there that had a chance to make the recovery, but it's Dylan Gardner that comes up with a football here for Giltner. Madison Valley came with a little bit of an outside rush there, and they were able to make the tackle, and it's going to be a loss of a couple of yards here for Giltner. As the ball actually went forward, and as a result, that would have been about an 8-yard loss, ends up being about only a 2-yard loss. So after recovering the football, Gardner now will snap the ball back to Finley, and they'll hand the ball right up the middle here to Clyer. Clyer breaks one tackle, bounces out, and he's going to be pulled down at about the 16-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down, but that's going to set up a third and about a half a yard, as that's a gain of about 11 here for Clyer. Well, they're going to say that he had enough. Well, they had a different spot than what they originally marked there, at least on that far sideline. The sideline official gave a different mark than the one that was official And so it is first down. Quick pitch out to Clyer. Clyer, spin move, breaks one tackle, breaks another, bounces out to the left side again, and he's going to gain about 9 on the play as he just like a little pinball out there, just bouncing around, and he's going to gain about 8. Again, I looked at that far sideline, and the official I looked at was not the one that was actually marking the football, and he just goes, oh, that's not where the ball goes either. So I was just looking at the wrong guy. Shotgun formation here for Finley. And Finley will drop back, step up as low pressure comes, throws it in underneath. It is caught for the touchdown. Nice little strike on the inside for Dylan Hendricks, and Hendricks makes the catch and the touchdown. So that'll be a nice 12-yard touchdown pass for Giltner. So now shotgun formation for Finley. Finley looks in underneath, and Hastings makes the catch for the two-point conversion. So 6:06 to go here. Fourth quarter, 66-22. Giltner with the lead over Medicine Valley as the Hornets are able to answer right back. We'll take a quick timeout. They'll kick it off leading by 44, and we return right after this.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Giltner, right again, their strength is their passing game. They run the ball effectively when they need to, but there is just some great throws put out there by Jake Finley as he's just able to find guys and hit them right in stride. And the way they spread out the field, there's just so many passing angles there for Giltner as they're right now just dissecting Medicine Valley. And remember, Medicine Valley came in perfect 10-0 on the season. They hadn't really been tested much all year either. Right now, it's all Giltner all the time. The kickoff being picked up by Barthel, and Barthel brings it out to about the 18-yard line, and he is brought down right there. And again, I don't think one player would make the difference in this one, but it is unfortunate that senior Riley Gary ended his season a game early last week as he blew out his ACL. The quarterback from Medicine Valley, would have been nice for him to be able to see what he could do against this Giltner defense. And again, I don't think it would make a difference in the game. It might make a difference in the final score. I think clearly Giltner, the better football team out there, but always unfortunate when anybody gets hurt, but especially a senior in the playoffs, as it happened for Riley Gary. Well, here comes Barthel, the sophomore. He'll take the shotgun, little pump fake. Now he's going to throw the ball deep as he's got time to throw, but there's nobody open out there. Great coverage for Hawthorne as he was there stride for stride with Cody Aspenlighter, and that pass ball is incomplete. So clock still moving here with it a 44-point game, and it's 66-22. And that is the 21st pass here for Chase Barthel. And that one falls incomplete. And he gets the information from the sideline. Again, a little bit difference between having a senior quarterback and having a sophomore quarterback, as Barthel gets a lot of instructions from the sideline. And pretty much of this signaling in for Giltner. They get a lot more snaps off here. Barthel, he's going to drop back to pass. Now he's going to scramble, and he'll bring it across the line of scrimmage, gain about 5 on the play, and he's met there by about 3 or 4 different Hornets. Ben Heinrichs, one of them, and also finish off the tackle is going to be Ryan Clyer, and he's going to gain about 6 or 7 on the scramble. And that is going to be his 25th run. So about 42 different snaps. It's been a play by Chase Barthel, whether a pass or a run. As you can kind of tell, Medicine Valley, they like to keep the ball in the hands of their quarterback. It's going to be 3rd and about 6 here, 4:06 to go, a little ball fake. Screen off that right side. Gleesberg makes the catch, and he's going to make it back to the line of scrimmage, gain maybe a couple of yards, and that's about it. Nice job of staying home. He didn't make the tackle, Ben Heinrichs, but Hendricks was able to step up there, disrupt things a little bit, and it's going to be 4th and about 2. So off of that screen, a gain maybe of about 3 yards or so, and that's going to be about it. So here you go, 4th and 2. with 3.5 minutes to go here. They'll put a man in motion, fake the handoff to him. They give it to Barthel, who's going to keep it, and he didn't get there. It's going to be a turnover on downs here on fourth down. Clyer was one of the first ones there. They look at it. It's not even close. There's no need to even bring out the chains. That's a good full yard short of the first down. Gain maybe of about one for Barthel. And Giltner now will be able to probably milk out the clock on this final possession of the game here. And this might be the last time that the seniors get a step on the field here in Giltner, because the next round could be played on the road, could be played at Shelton. And they're going to change quarterbacks here as Jared Hastings is going to go out there, and that's going to allow Jake Finley the opportunity to run off here. That might be the last time you see him out on the field with that running clock. Shotgun formation here for Jared Hastings. Hastings hands it off to Clyer. Clyer on that left side had a nice little seam, and he's going to end up gaining about 7 or 8 yards on the scramble. And again, the scenario is this. If Shelton wins tonight in Bertrand, they would host Giltner next Monday. And if Bertrand wins on their home field tonight, then Bertrand would come here next Monday. So one of those two things is going to be true, but Giltner will advance to the next round and would be a prohibitive favorite in that game. And again, they'll be taking on a couple of pretty good, either one of those teams will be a pretty good football team. And again, taking his time is Jared Hastings. He's looking at the official, waiting for the 25-second count. Now it comes, and they'll hand the ball off to Clyer, and Clyer has to secure it as they're trying to tackle the football, and he's going to be brought down at about the 20-yard line, and that's going to set up now third and about two. So that'll be a gain of about three here for Clyer. And wholesale substitutions for Giltner. And you hear the applause for the Giltner fans as a lot of the regulars coming off the field here. And again, there's the potential that for the seniors, this might be their last game here on their home field. So shotgun formation here for Jared Hastings, a minute 43 to go. And again, the last few seconds counted down by the official that the quarterback can see here, since they don't have a 25-second clock in high school football. Scrambling is Hastings. Hastings cuts back to the inside, has it inside the 10, and so he's going to have a gain of about 10 yards on the play, and that'll set up now first and goal for the Hornets. And with a minute 17 to go, he'll run to the sideline. Will the sophomore quarterback, Jared Hastings, and he gets the instructions from head coach Jeff Ashby. And he'll get the instructions here as it's first and goal from about the 8-yard line. 66-22, Giltner with the lead. And here they look like they're in the victory formation, and yes, they are, because taking the snap and kneeling down with it is going to be Jared Hastings. And we'll have 25 seconds to snap the football after they get it set again. And I haven't seen them give the indication of when they actually started the 25-second clock. There it is. And they don't need to snap it until there's about 15 seconds left to go in the game. So one more kneel down here, and Giltner can make plans to be in the state semifinals. And they're now inside of 25 seconds. They can snap at any time now, and they'll be done. And they're going to kneel on it. And so Hastings will down it with 19 seconds to go. They'll count it down. And Giltner will advance to the state semifinals. Still 10 seconds on the clock, but nobody's going to stop it. And it's going to be a 66-22 final here as Giltner, well, in a game where you triple the score of the other team and you score 66, it was a dominating performance here for Giltner as they are perfect on the year. They're now 11-0 on the season, and they win it 66-22 over Medicine Valley. So congratulations to them, and congratulations to the Raiders. This is their only loss of the season. They really hadn't been in any tight contests all year either. They've been one of the dominant teams out in that part of the state over in southwestern Nebraska, and certainly you can see that central Nebraska's Giltner Hornets were certainly the class of this football field tonight as they win this one comfortably 66-22. We do have another final for you is Lutheran High Northeast over Ponca, a final of 42-0 in Class C. We'll check some other scores for you. We'll go through the scoring summary, take a look at some statistics, and we'll talk with head coach Jeff Ashby. We'll do that as we continue here on The Breeze 94.5. We'll wrap things up when we come back right after this.
Don't miss Country Crafts and Friends Open House this Thursday, November 8th through Sunday, November 11th. You'll find handmade crafts, fresh wreaths, homemade foods, Santa's jewelry, and more. Located 5 miles west of Giltner, follow the signs. For more information, call 402-631-1052.
Delcom in Giltner is your electrical data networking, security systems, thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom in Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
All of us at Honeycutt Farms are proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. Best of luck from Brandon and Lisa, Daryl and Joe, and Zach and Anna. And we wish the Giltner team the best of luck and continued success in the future.
Todd's Body and Glass would like to congratulate both the Giltner Hornet football and volleyball team on a fantastic season. We're very proud of your accomplishments. Todd's Body and Glass is your collision repair specialist and is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Go Hornets!
Calling all sports fans, are you ready to get in the game and save on the biggest name brands in sporting goods? Now you can at Dunham Sports, the Midwest's largest sporting goods chain. Now open in the old Walmart building on North Highway 281 in Hastings. From golf, hunting, footwear, apparel, and everything in between, Dunham's has what you need at prices that are hard to beat. Get in the game and save in Hastings at Dunham's. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, again, Coach Ashby talks about playing the perfect game, and I don't know if there ever is such a perfect game. It is a great thing to strive for, and I'll tell you what, they didn't maybe have a perfect game, but Giltner got pretty close tonight as they win 66-44. And you can kind of hear the locals in a pretty good mood here in Giltner as they win this one 66-22. Let's recap the scoring for you, and that'll give you an indication really kind of how this one went. Four touchdowns in the first quarter for Giltner, as it was Jake Finley connecting with Kyle Hawthorne on an 8-yard touchdown pass, and then later their next drive, Finley was able to hook up with Ryan Clyer on a 50-yard touchdown. That made it 14-0. And then Dylan Heinrichs himself, a 25-yard interception return as the defense scores for Giltner. That made it 22-0. Then Finley was able to connect with Hawthorne again, this time from 43 yards away, 30-0 after the first quarter, and really the route was kind of on from that point. Sophomore quarterback Chase Barthel was then able to connect with his leading receiver Lucas Gleesberg on a 3-yard touchdown pass for Medicine Valley. Their only points of the first half, that made it 30-6. And then Jake Finley with a 5-yard touchdown run, that made it a 30-point lead. Clyer then with a 36-yard run, that made it 42-6. Finley again connected with Hawthorne, his third touchdown of the game, receiving for Hawthorne, and that was from 4 yards out. That made it 50-6 at that point. And then Giltner added on to it. Clyer, a 25-yard run, that made it 58-6 after the two-point conversion. And then Ryan Contreras, a 2-yard run, made it 58-14. Medicine Valley scored another touchdown in the fourth quarter. Barthel connected with Gleesberg on a 3-yard touchdown pass. That made it 58-22. The final points of the game went to Giltner, though, as Finley connected with Dylan Heinrichs, by a nice little pass from Finley to Heinrichs for a 66-22 final in this one. Unofficially, I had Jake Finley being 16 of 21 in the air for 228 yards. And by the way, three of his six incompletions came in one series, the one three and out that they had the entire game. Other than that, the Giltner passing game had really very much on the money, as Medicine Valley had only 43 yards rushing in the first half, 33 yards passing, and really they had a big pass of 41 yards in the second half. They actually ended up with about 100 and some odd yards passing in the second half, did Medicine Valley. But by that point, the game was pretty much decided, as Giltner wins this one 66-22. So a 44-point win here for Giltner against a team that came in a perfect 10-0 on the season. This is the only loss for Medicine Valley. So Giltner very much dominant in this one, winning it by a final of 66-22. And as we mentioned, not a lot of other games going on in the state at this early hour. Lutheran High Northeast did win in Class C2, 42-14. In Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart leads Lindsay Holy Family 28-12. That game is in the fourth quarter, as it appears that Fall City Sacred Heart will advance to the state's semifinals in that one. It's Humphrey St. Francis and Sterling, no score, as they're in the first quarter of that ball game. Elsewhere, Boone Central with a 38-7 lead over Gothenburg in Class C1. Pierce and Wahoo, no score, as they're in the first quarter of Class C1. They're just getting underway. Sutton, no score in their game yet, as it's 0-0 in the first quarter of their game this afternoon as well. So we'll take a look at the rest of those brackets and hopefully be able to talk with head coach Jeff Ashby. We'll do that as we continue our post-game report right after this timeout.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
The friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw would like to congratulate the Giltner Hornets on a great season. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health insurance. Stop and see them for a free consultation or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance in Giltner.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Joyce Agronomics helps you grow with custom farming and custom harvesting. Joyce Agronomics is proud to support Justin, number 6, and the entire Giltner Hornet football team. Todd and Angie Joyce would like to say congratulations on a great season. Go Hornets!
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we've lost track of Coach Ashby for Giltner. We're hoping to be able to talk with him. Let's kind of give you a little update of what's going on in our network of stations coming up here in just a little bit on 98.9 FM. It'll be Bertrand and Shelton. The pregame will start around 5:30 on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The winner of that game will take on Giltner. Giltner with their 66-22 win over Medicine Valley. If Bertrand wins, they're the home team today. If Bertrand wins, Bertrand would come to Giltner. And if Shelton, the road team, wins, Giltner would travel to Shelton to take on the Bulldogs in Shelton. That's in Class D2. And at last report, double check my numbers here. Fall City Sacred Heart 28-12 over Lindsay Holy Family, as that game is now in the third quarter, late throws of the third quarter in Class D2. And Humphrey St. Francis and Sterling just getting underway as well. No score there in the first quarter in Class D2. So there is the D2 bracket for you in Class C1. Coming up at 7 o'clock on our sister station, the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. 6:30 will be the pregame, and they'll kick it off at 7 o'clock from Adams Central. The winner of that game will be taking on Boone Central. Boone Central with a 38-7 lead over Gothenburg in the fourth quarter. That one's not over yet, but Boone Central pretty much in control of that game. As if Boone Central does hold on, which it appears it would, they would travel to Kearney Catholic if Kearney Catholic wins, or they would host Adams Central if Adams Central wins that game tonight on ESPN at 7 o'clock. Norfolk Catholic and Fort Calhoun, they will kick off at 6 o'clock, so that one hasn't gotten underway yet. Pierce and Wahoo just getting underway in Class C1, no score in the first quarter in Class C1. In Class C2, On the Breeze, coming up in just a little bit, North Platte St. Pat's and Donovan Trumbull. The pregame will start around 5:30, and they'll kick it off at 6 o'clock in Donovan. And they'll be taking on the winner of that game will be taking on the winner of Sutton and Hershey. That game just started at 5 o'clock, and again, fairly early on in that game, Sutton and Hershey, no score, and we're just getting some updates, which we'll check for you here in just a second. Ponca and Lutheran High Northeast. Lutheran High Northeast with the win this afternoon. They'll take on the winner of Aquinas Catholic and Archbishop Bergen in Class C2. In Class D1, all these games are starting a little bit later at 6:30. Elm Creek will take on Arapahoe in Arapahoe. Loup City travels to Elgin to take on Elgin Public Pope John at 7 o'clock. At 6 o'clock in Howells, Howells Dodge will host Bruning Davenport Chickley, and then Exeter Milligan in Milligan will play host to High Plains Community, but who won earlier 50-14 over Hardington as they made it to the next that round. So here's the scores that we have for you today in Class C2. It is a final. Lutheran High Northeast 42-14 over Ponca. Giltner here with no problem with Medicine Valley 66-22. Games in progress. Boone Central with a 38-7 lead over Gothenburg in the fourth quarter at last report. Pierce and Wahoo no score in the first quarter in Class C1. Sutton right now leads Hershey by a score of 8-0. They're now in the second quarter. Fall City Sacred Heart over Lindsay Holy Family, 35-18 in Class D2. And it's Humphrey St. Francis and Sterling, no score in the first quarter. There you go. We got you all updated. We were hoping to be able to speak with head coach Jeff Ashby, but he's probably otherwise engaged with some other endeavor. So we'll have to effort talking to him. We got one more game to do that, don't we? Because they'll be advancing to the state semifinals next Monday. Obviously, game times will be determined depending on who they play, but I wouldn't think it'd be a real early game. Not a lot of difference between Shelton coming to Giltner, or if Bertrand coming to Giltner, or if Giltner has to go to Shelton. I don't think that's a real long drive for either school, so I don't think you'd have a real early start. I don't think we'd have another 3 o'clock start next Monday as Giltner does advance to the state semifinals. Once again, your final, 66-22. It's Giltner with the win over the Medicine Valley Raiders, who only lost of the season by 44 to Giltner. That gives you an idea of just how good Giltner is. Again, I want to thank everybody here at Giltner High School for all their hospitality, and the good folks at the Sitting Bowl for bringing us the pizza here at halftime. Once again, your final, 66-22, Giltner with the win. I'm Randy Bushker. Thank you so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.